The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Vermont Field Sports, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Monument Farms of Weybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Denneker Chevrolet, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, LaVerge Insurance Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts, Lathrop Forest Products, Mini of Burlington, Brian's Farm Supply, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, the Vermont Federal Credit Union, and Fire and Ice Restaurant. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, the college hockey season is long. However, as you get near the end of the season, the games begin to take on more importance. And for the Middlebury College Panthers, that is exactly the segment of the season that we are at. Good afternoon, everybody. Bruce Zeman and Jason Wexler live from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. A great part of the day for hockey. And Jason, after the game we had last night, a 2-2 tie here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. A great day for hockey and a big game for the Panthers.
And that's because, Bruce, when you look at the NESCAC standings, first we'll go from top to bottom. Trinity at the top of the standings at 8-1-1. Wesleyan's next, 5-3-2. Connecticut College is 6-4-1 now, again with that 2-2 victory skated to yesterday night. Last night, I should say, here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Kobe College is after that. They're 7-5. Amherst, 4-3-3. Williams, 6-5. Hamilton, 4-5-1. Bowdoin, 4-8. Tufts, 3-7-1. And that's why this game matters so much, because Middlebury's right below them at 2-8-1. So a chance to go up against a team you're directly behind in the standings. A team that won yesterday 4-2 over Williams. So the importance of this game can't be overstated.
So Middlebury tying Conn College yesterday, or last evening, 2-2 here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, a game that they trailed twice, and last night in the third period, Camille Tkachuk scoring the equalizer late in the third period, I believe it was at 18:08 of the third period, to give Middlebury the tie. And Jason, even though it was a tie, it certainly felt like a win.
Yeah, exactly did, because Middlebury came out so strong there in the third period, and we've talked about it all season long, how much they struggle in the second and third periods respectively, and how they needed to play a complete 60 minutes of hockey, which they did a decent job of, but they finished strong, and that's the part that mattered. Though they didn't get the win, they didn't get a loss. They got a half a point in terms of the numerator, in terms of how you determine standings in the NESCAC and determine winning percentage, which is how the standings are determined. So especially on a night that Tufts won 4-2 over Williams, a big game for Middlebury, and it allowed them to keep pace in a sense.
Yeah, and again, so as I mentioned in my opening monologue, there are points in the season where the games begin to get a lot more important, including this afternoon's game. Middlebury has 7 games left, and so they really need to start to make a move if they'd like to clinch a playoff berth again in the NESCAC. The top 8 teams make the playoffs, and Middlebury currently finds itself in 10th place. However, because it's based on percentage points, the 8th place team has a 333 winning percentage. Middlebury has a 227 winning percentage. So I'll have to figure that all out. But based on some of the other games that we have going on today later in the NESCAC, which we'll go over a little bit later, this is a pretty important game for Middlebury. And also, for the Tufts University Jumbos, they are also on the outside looking at the playoff window. So this is also an important game for them, Jason. So both of these teams could use a win this afternoon.
Yeah, again, a chance for Middlebury to go directly at one of the teams keeping them on the outside looking into the playoff picture. Again, it's Tufts, then Bowdoin in 9th place, then 8th place respectively. A good test for Middlebury and a good chance to go up against a team that they got their first win of the year against, Bruce.
Yeah, that game came back on December 2nd on the road. And in that game, Vinny Gisanti with a huge goal. Middlebury won that game 2-0. But again, another one of the games that we've seen this season where goaltender Stephen Klein played amazing. Middlebury getting their first win of the season on the road. And it's one of those games where, and we've talked about this at a couple points in the season, we wonder which team is going to show up. But last night, we saw what was possible. They had Conn College on the ropes basically from the five-minute mark of the third period on. I thought they outplayed Conn College in overtime, too. They couldn't get the equalizer, but still, getting that point last night was very important.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And again, because Tufts beat Williams yesterday, it allowed Middlebury to not fall too far behind. It's great when you have a chance to go up against a team directly in front of you, and that's the opportunity that Middlebury's been given.
So again, we're going to talk a little bit more about the keys to this afternoon's game. We'll come back. We'll also take a look at the some of the other games that are going on in the NESCAC later today. Take a break right here. You're listening to the pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. True Value, start right, start here.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Hi, this is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bibbets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Welcome to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Bruce Zeman and Jason Wexler with you. Hockey afternoon in Middlebury on 92.1 WBTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. And Jason, after the exciting 2-2 tie that the Panthers had last night with the Conn College Camels, this should be an exciting game.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And a team that going into confidence for Middlebury has to be high considering they beat them 2-0 and scored both their goals there in that first period of that game.
So that being said, I'm curious what your keys are to today's game.
Well, my first key, and let's just go through the tail of the tape first. Let's set the scene up a little bit. Tufts 4-11-2 overall, 3-7-1 in the conference, like we mentioned, ninth. They score 2.35 goals a game. They give up 3.59 goals a game. They're not that good, on the power play. 9-56, 16.1%. Their penalty kill, very good. 60 out of 75, that's 80% on the season. Their shots per game, 27.9. And their shots against, 31.6. That's pretty standard there. They've only won one game on the road. They're 1-4-1 and 2-5-1 at home. So they're looking to capture their second road victory of the year. But in terms of keys, force the issues. They're a stronger offensive team than the Panthers, albeit just slightly. But use that to your advantage. Force Stephen Klein to have to make plenty of saves to give the Panthers a chance to win. And the other one has to be goaltending. Has to be strong play between the pipes that's going to decide this one. On either side, really. Keeping the Panthers off the board who struggle offensively will help your own offense, who, again, isn't great, but just slightly better than Middlebury, make it easier for them. And the third one, we know it, wins championships. That has to be defense. Defense is going to be big in this one. Thwart the Panthers' offensive chances. Break up their key passes. Play good defense in front of your goaltender and make it easy for him to control the pace of the game. That'll give you the best chance to win. What do you have as some of the keys for Middlebury?
Well, again, going by the tail of the tape, Jason, the key stats here for Middlebury, 4-12-1 overall, 2-8-1 in the conference. That is good for 10th place. Much like Tufts, they're a team that does not score a lot of goals, 1.59 goals per game. They give up exactly the same as Tufts, 3.59 goals per game. Their power play, they had a power play goal yesterday, only their second of the season. It's operating at 4.2%. The penalty kill has been good, 54 for 65, 83.1%. They take about 25 shots per game, and they had a good game yesterday, giving up fewer shots than they've seen lately. They gave up, on average, 33.9 shots per game. 2-7-1 at home, on the road, 2-5-0. Now, usually when I come up with the keys for Middlebury, I have stats and numbers and everything. When I did that today, I came up with three very simple ones. Number one, I want them to play with the same intensity that we saw yesterday from the third period on. They had Conn College on the ropes almost the entire game, and it was really the only play of the Camels goaltender that stopped them from winning that game. I want to see them with the same intensity from the puck drop until the final whistle.
And one of the things we talked about with the Camels was how they had the propensity to allow all these goals there in the third period. I'm not sure exactly what you would chalk that up to. Maybe it was fatigue. Maybe it was Middlebury just coming on stronger as time allowed.
Well, one of the things that can contribute to that, honestly, is conditioning. Middlebury is always a well-conditioned team. I mean, this is a beautiful state-of-the-art facility here at the Chip Canyon Arena where the Panthers train. So, but that is not a good stat to have when you give up that many goals in the third period, because that means that you're blowing leads. So something that they did yesterday. They didn't lose the game, but Middlebury could have won that game. Number two, special teams. Middlebury got their second power play goal of the season yesterday. They're 2-for-48. That's something that they need to work on. But much like we have seen this season, different Panthers step up at different times. Frank Cozzolito, the defenseman for the Panthers, a sophomore defenseman, has really elevated his game in the last 3 or 4 weeks. Last week he had the game-winning goal against Colby on Friday night. Yesterday he had a power play goal, the Panthers' first goal of the game, and then he had an assist on the on Kamil Tkachuk's goal to tie the game late in the game. He's played very, very well. They're special teams. One of the things that they did yesterday that they need to do, they need not to do today, stay out of the penalty box. We had a couple of penalties, including a 5-minute major to Brendan Dawson. But again, their special teams, their penalty killing was phenomenal yesterday. Connecticut College didn't even get that set up. They killed off the whole penalty to Dawson, so that was good. And finally, just like you said for Tufts, goaltending. Stephen Klein, they are riding this season. You can say that. You and I were talking off air before the game about how a lot of teams split goalies. Coach Neil Sinclair is not doing that this year. Goaltender Stephen Klein has been shouldering a majority of the load, and with good reason. His save percentage is over 91%. He's played very, very well. They've got to cut down on the turnovers, cut down on the shots. But again, if they do those three things, I think that they'll win this game today.
And just a note there on the power play that they finally got working. It's a man advantage, right? Like, literally, that is what it is. It's a man advantage, and they finally used that to their advantage, spreading Connecticut College out in that box defense and just moving the puck around to where they ain't, getting off a good shot, and finally the beneficiary of a score. It was nice to see, because the power play really comes all about spacing, right? If you move the puck around, continue to move the puck around, you're going to catch them flat-footed, and that's exactly what they were able to do there on that power play. And goaltending, it's really just, it's going to be one of our keys every game, ladies and gentlemen, because Stephen Klein is so good. He's so good at setting the pace for Middlebury. He's so good at stopping point-blank shots in front of him. We saw him 2 weeks ago stop a breakaway and a penalty shot, and he's playing his best hockey of the season, and he got his ninth career shutout against the Tufts University Jumbos his last time out when they played back there on December 2nd. So he knows there's a team that he can dominate, quite frankly, and you have to take that confidence, have to take that swagger coming in, and just do what you were able to do last time out, what you were able to do yesterday in the third period.
And when they beat them back on December 2nd, that was on the road, too. The Panthers played a perfect road game. But just getting back to your point about the power play, they were very aggressive on the power play yesterday. I loved the way Vinny Gisanti played yesterday, really getting the puck up the ice quickly, getting it set up, not letting Conn College get their defenders in place. The Panthers do not score a lot of goals, so Klein is going to have to be good. And he has been good almost every game this season. So I think this is going to be a big key for them. But it's going to be interesting. We'll talk about this in a second when we go over the starting lineups. Coach Neil Sinclair has moved things around today. We've got much different looking lines than we've seen most of the season. Yesterday, for example, Coach Sinclair went with four lines and an extra forward, Charlie Lawrence. Today, we're back to four lines. And by the way, let me just take a step back. He also only used five defensemen yesterday. Today, he's got six. Again, but he's got people in different places. And again, when we go over the starting lineups for these teams, we'll take a look at that. Right now, we're going to take a break. When we come back, the starting lineups for the Tufts University Jumbos and the Middlebury Panthers. You are listening to the pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 93.1 WBTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
At Denniker Chevrolet, they're kicking off the year with ultra-low lease deals you won't believe. Just $199 a month for 36 months for the 2018 Malibu LT. $169 a month for 24 months for a 2018 Cruise. $199 for 24 months on the all-new Equinox. $269 for 36 months on the 2018 Double Cab Silverado. Denniker Chevrolet is the largest volume GM-certified dealer, not just in Vermont, but in the entire North Country. And they were the largest selling Chevrolet dealer in Vermont for December 2017. You want to do business with a dealership that gives you the best deals and the best service. The business that stands out. That's Denniker Chevrolet. Don't forget guaranteed credit approval and free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. Visit Denniker Chevrolet at their state-of-the-art dealership on Route 7 South in Middlebury or at DennikerChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Denniker Chevrolet.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
Walk away from those higher interest credit card rates with Vermont Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum credit card. At Vermont Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get a low-rate credit card. Whether you're looking to transfer your high-balance credit card, build credit, or find a credit card that matches your purchasing needs and lifestyle, Vermont Federal Credit Union has a card for you. Plus, all of their credit cards have no annual fee and no balance transfer fee. If it's your first card, they'll work with you to help you build credit. Looking for reward options? Vermont Federal's Visa Platinum Reward credit card allows you to earn points for every dollar you spend to redeem for account credit, merchandise, travel, event tickets, and more. Or choose to donate your Visa Platinum Reward points to select local and national charities. You'll feel good about whatever decision you make. So step into the ultimate credit card for your lifestyle with some of the lowest rates around. Visit VermontFederal.org to get started and apply online today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Hockey afternoon in Middlebury. 92.1 WBTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman along with Jason Wexler as we get ready for the big NESCAC conference game between the Middlebury College Panthers and the Tufts University Jumbos. And with the starting lineup, first for the visiting Jumbos, my broadcast partner, Jason Wexler.
It'll be Charlie Borak at the left wing, the freshman. Flanked to the right by the center and the second leading scorer, Tyler Scroggins. He's got 12 points on the year. That's second on the team. 13 points on the team for Brian Brown. He'll start at right wing. He's the leading scorer. Cooper Stahl will be the defenseman, and Michael Gordon as well. He's a freshman. Drew Hott will be in goal. He's a freshman from the Johnstown Tomahawks.
And the starting lineup for the Panthers up front. Left wing, number 26, Mitchell Allen, the sophomore. At center, number 9, sophomore Owen Powers. On the right side, number 20, sophomore Trevor Turnbull. The defenseman, freshman Eric Jeremiah, number 33. On the left side, on the right side, sophomore number 12, Frank Cozzolito. And in net, number 31, goaltender Stephen Klein. Right now, we're going to take a break as we have the presentation of both the American and Canadian colors and national anthem. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK. On the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Need a birthday gift that will dazzle and wow? Go to Village Gifts Jericho for games, puzzles, Legos, and Baby Alive. Classics like Strawberry Shortcake, Color Forms, Paper Dolls, Marbles, and more. Village Gifts, Route 15 Jericho.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WBTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WBTK. Now, back to Panther hockey on 92.1, WBTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College for this afternoon's game between the Middlebury College Panthers and the Tufts University Jumbos. Good afternoon, everyone. Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler live on 92.1 WBTK. A great afternoon for hockey, and again, a big game for both teams as both are right now currently outside the NESCAC playoff picture. The Panthers in 10th place, the Jumbos in 9th place, and Jason, a big game for both teams.
Yeah, for both teams, and we already went through the keys, but get out ahead early. Make the other team get a little bit nervous and just continue to play your game. Move the puck around, especially on the power play for Middlebury. If you get a chance on the power play, look to capitalize like you did yesterday. Just go out there, play hard, and just have fun. These games are meant to be fun. Don't be a little nervous that you're facing the team directly in front of you. Just go out there, play your game.
All right, so the Panthers will be skating from left to right wearing their home white jerseys with blue numbers. The Jumbos skating from right to left in their road blue jerseys, which are awesome. A big jumbo elephant on the jerseys. And, Jason, they're pretty sharp.
Yeah, and I like that color blue, too. It's almost like Charger powder blue.
Yeah, it is a pretty sharp uniform. So right now we've got Owen Powers taking the face-off for the Panthers. Tyler Scroggins taking the face-off for Tufts. The referee is ready to drop the puck, and we are ready to go from the Chip Canyon 85 Arena, won by Scroggins. Back over to Uleno, who dumps it into the Middlebury zone behind Klein. It's picked up by Cozzolito off the boards to Allen. Allen along the left side. It comes back to Dan Kelly. Or Tufts sends it back. It is behind Klein. Jeremiah with the puck for Middlebury is trying to hit Allen. Misses him. It goes all the way down. And Nugnes, the goaltender for the Jumbos, comes out to get it. He sends a shot. Mitch Allen sends a shot from just to the right circle that Nugnes, who I guess was a late-minute goaltending change, making a changing their starting goaltender. So the faceoff to the right of Nugnes. Back to Bellucci. Sends it over to Dawson with a drive that is sent by Nugnes into the corner. It's picked up by Michaels. Macklin Sauden, who sends it up to Jordan Haney for the Jumbos, dumping it into the Middlebury zone. Vinny Gisanti in the right corner now for the Panthers, along the boards to Kamil Tkachuk, who had a big goal yesterday late in the third period. Jordan Haney now with the puck for the Jumbos. Sending it up to Corey Gottfried. Sending it into the Middlebury zone, but they are offsides. 19:03 left to play first period. Middlebury and Tufts scoreless from the Chip Canyon 85 Arena.
Middlebury getting out ahead early in terms of the shots, 2-0.
Mason Babbage, the freshman, taking the face-off for Tufts. He's taking it against Mark McClellan. Won by McClellan. Back to Brett Dineen, who sends it up into the Jumbo zone, and that is an icing, so it will come all the way back into the Middlebury defensive zone. This faceoff to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein, who looks to be pretty busy in this afternoon's contest. 18:55 left to play first period, scoreless Middlebury and Tufts. McClellan taking the faceoff again for Middlebury against Babbage. Won by Babbage. Tried to get it back to defenseman Michelle Gordon at the point. It's now in the right corner. Jimmy McKee picking up the puck as it bounced on the back of Klein's net, and so there will be a whistle. 18:43 left to play first period, scoreless in this afternoon's contest. Babbage taking the faceoff again against McClellan in the left circle, the right circle, excuse me. Both of them now chased out of the faceoff circle. Now it'll be Eddie Hannon taking the faceoff against Charlie Parsons. Won by Hannon. Back. A shot on Klein, and it is blocked. Klein with the big left blocker pad coming out to get that. And it trickles all the way down into the tough zone for a turnover. Charlie Lawrence picked up the puck. Unfortunately for Tufts, Mason Babbage came back to get it and sent it up trying to get it into the Middlebury zone, but they are offsides. And so with 18:23 left in the first, we'll do it again.
Lawrence tried to leave it for Parsons in front, but the pass just didn't have enough on it.
Yeah, there was a terrible turnover in front of Nugnes. Fortunately for Tufts, they were able to stop anything bad from happening. Now the faceoff, Danny Tye taking it for Middlebury against Blake McIntyre. Back into the Tufts zone. Comes out into neutral ice now in the Middlebury zone. Mark McClellan with the puck behind Klein as he skates around over to Jeremiah. Jeremiah loses the puck to Hayden Smith. The Panthers able to get it out, though. Now in neutral ice, dumped into the tough zone. Pressure from Joey Pacini on Nugnes, and he'll hold on to that. A face-off inside the Jumbo zone. 17:57 left to play first period.
And we haven't seen Joey Pacini for a while. I'm excited to see what he can do. Hopefully give their lineup a little bit of a spark.
Owen Powers taking the face-off for Middlebury against Tyler Scroggins. Won by Powers, back to the point, over to Dawson. Dawson to Bellucci, back to Dawson. That one deflected over to Charlie Borick. Borick now for the Jumbos. On the left side, looking for a cross-ice pass to the team's leading scorer, Brian Brown, the senior. Charlie Borick again in the Middlebury zone. Dawson picks it up for Middlebury, sends it around. He's looking for Allen, but it's picked up by the center, Tyler Scroggins, for Tufts. Sends it around the boards back to Brown, and taken up by the Panthers. Jordan Haney trying to hit Brown. It's broken up by Middlebury and dumped back in the neutral ice. It's now picked up by Eddie Hannon, sending it back into the Middlebury zone, up to the point, picked up by Corey Gottfried. He's at the right circle. Gottfried with a shot, saved by Klein. A rebound into the left corner, back behind Klein. Bellucci with the puck now for Middlebury, sends it across to his partner Dawson. Dawson in the right, on the right corner, back to Bellucci in the left circle, sends it to Allen. Allen to Powers. And he missed connecting on that. Cooper Stahl trying to hit Macklin Sauden right in front of the Tufts bench, but it bounces into the bench, and so we'll have a face-off. 16:45 left to play first period. We'll do it again, this time at center ice. Babbage taking the face-off for Tufts against Vinny Gisanti, won by Babbage. Back to the point where Gordon dumps it in. It's picked up by Dineen. And they have iced the puck. Jimmy McKee trying to hit Michael Fahey on the right side, but he missed. And that went all the way down into the tough zone, so it'll come back this time to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Gisanti again taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Eddie Hannon for the Jumbos. Faceoff won by Gisanti, comes across to McKee, who sends it over to Camille Tkachuk on the left side. Dumped into the zone, a racing Fahey sends it on Nugnes, and it comes out. Nugnes has to play it. It comes it back into neutral ice. Dineen with the puck for the Panthers, dumping it into the left corner. Fahey rushing in on Dan Kelly for the Jumbos. Some pressure by Fahey and Tkachuk. McKee pinching from the left, from the right point in to get the puck. It's now in the right corner, being held along the boards. Tkachuk along with Kelly for the Jumbos. Still in the corner, Craig Uleno for the Jumbos gets it out. He sends it up to Brendan Ryan. Ryan into the Middlebury zone. He sends a shot that goes wide, wide right of Klein's net. Picked up by Jimmy McKee, who's skating in the right corner. McKee over to Tkachuk. Tkachuk skating one on four. Deep in the Jumbo zone, Jordan Haney sends it across to his partner Corey Gottfried, up along the right side. Jeremiah on the right side for the Panthers, along with Mark McClellan, who sends it behind Klein, and Frank Cozzolito in the left corner, holding it up against Blake McIntyre. Cozzolito still with the puck in the left corner, looking for Charlie Parsons, who skies it out back into neutral ice, where it's picked up by Corey Gottfried, who loses it to Charlie Lawrence. Lawrence has got some speed. He's looking for Charlie Parsons right in front of the Tufts bench. And Tyler Scroggins loses the puck. It's sent up by Jeremiah, trying to hit a streaking Charlie Lawrence. But instead, the teams decide to change, and here comes Tufts. A long pass from Cooper Stahl. He was looking for Charlie Borick. He missed, and the Panthers regroup and come back out. Trevor Turnbull now with the puck for the Panthers. Tried to send it in, but he was offsides. Brendan Dawson now at center ice, skating backwards, looking for Owen Powers. Powers dumps it in. It was Powers, Turnbull, and Allen, but the puck bounced into the penalty box. So with 14:23 left to play in the first period, a face-off right in front of the scorer's table. It'll be Owen Powers taking the face-off for Middlebury. He'll be taking that against Andrew Hadley, won by Hadley. Hadley over to Macklin Sauden, who dumps it into the Middlebury zone, over to Brendan Dawson, who picks it up, sends it around for Owen Powers. Powers still with the puck in the right circle, back to Dawson. Dawson looking for Mitch Allen. Dawson skies it in, as you have Allen, Powers, and Turnbull all racing for the puck, along with Jordan Haney for the Jumbos, who dumps it out back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Dawson in the left corner now. Dawson using that speed, skating behind Klein's net. And here come the Panthers. Dawson at center ice, sending it over to Mitch Allen in the right circle. Allen breaking it on Nugnes. He sends it wide. And Nugnes was able to kick that out. Mason Babich now for the Jumbos in on Klein. He takes a shot, a weak backhand shot that Klein sends into the corner. McKee up to Jasanti. Jasanti on the left side. He skates into the tough zone. He was looking for Tkachuk. Broken up by the Jumbos. Broken up by Mason Babich, who skates out. He dumps it in. And Eddie Hannon dumps it into the Middlebury zone as the Jumbos change. McKee with a long pass. He was trying to hit Tkachuk. On the left side, it's picked up by Jasanti, who dumps it in. Nugnes has to come out and leave it as the Jumbos try to break out. Andrew Hadley in the Middlebury zone. He's got the puck in the left circle. Matt Danner along the boards with him, along with Charlie Lawrence and Frank Cozzolito. Parsons has lost the stick, but Cozzolito still has it. And a turnover behind Klein. And a shot from Hayden Smith. After turning over the puck, Klein will hold on to that. 12:34 left to play first period. Middlebury and Tufts scoreless.
And we're brought to you by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Vergennes. Great angle by Klein taking to that puck.
The team's leading scorer for the Jumbos, Brian Brown, taking the faceoff against Owen Powers for the Panthers in the left circle. Won by Powers, but it inched forward. Picked up by Mitch Allen, who skies it. And it's into the zone. A nice play by Trevor Turnbull, rushing. He's looking for Frank Cozzolito, who had pinched. Cozzolito in the left corner. Turnbull along the boards with Powers and Kelly for the Jumbos. It's being held along the boards. Picked up by Tyler Scroggins, who skates to center ice. Dumps it off to Charlie Borick. He takes a shot on Klein. But Klein will drop to the ice in the butterfly and hold on. Charlie Borick came in. He had dumped off the puck to Craig Uleno, who let a shot go, and Klein with a nice stop there. 12 minutes left to play. First period scoreless. Macklin Sauden taking the faceoff now for the Jumbos against Vinny Jasanti, who gets chased out of the circle. Mitch Allen now taking it for Middlebury against Sauden. Won by Allen. Back to Bellucci behind the net. Comes along the boards. A turnover right in front. Nice play by Dawson to mitigate any damage there as the Panthers look to set up in neutral ice. Fahey over to Dawson, who's pinching. Dawson now deep in the zone with Tkachuk. Corey Gottfried in the left corner. He loses that puck to his teammate Clay Berger. Berger sends the puck over to Jordan Haney, who sends it along the right side, but he loses it as it comes into the Middlebury zone. And here come the Panthers. Tkachuk skating in the left side. A shot. That one goes wide. Jasanti with the puck now in the right corner. Back to the point. Over to Jimmy McKee. A shot that Nugnes gloves and drops. Joey Pacini putting some pressure on now as the Jumbos send it out and look to change. Brett Denis now with the puck for the Panthers deep in their zone. And a turnover in front. And a shot from Eddie Hannon that Klein had to drop to glove and hold on to. That was a less than desirable turnover right in front of their goaltender.
Dineen left it right in front, and it was a good shot put on, but Klein was ready as always.
Yeah, Eddie Hannon with a nice shot for the Jumbos. The Panthers now in the midst of a change. Eddie Hannon taking the faceoff for the Jumbos against Owen Powers. 10:57 left to play first period, scoreless. Middlebury and Tufts from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Powers now chased from the circle. Mitch Allen now taking the faceoff against Hannon. Won by Allen, but he loses it to Hannon, who lets a shot go from the left circle that Klein drops to the ice and gloves. And he'll hold on. 10:51 left to play first period. Middlebury and Tufts still scoreless.
And Middlebury allows 34 shots a game. They've already given up 7 here.
So on that last exchange, Babbitt's trying to take the faceoff against Powers. Both chase from the faceoff circle. Now it's Allen taking the faceoff against Hannon. Won by Allen, but it came back on Klein, so he will hold on to that, and we'll do it again. This faceoff again to the right of goaltender Steven Klein. Now we have Babich taking the faceoff against Powers again. We'll see if we can make this one work. And won by Babich, back to the point, back to Stahl. He sends a shot over to Hannon in front. Nice play by Turnbull to break that up. So along the boards, Turnbull to Powers, looking for Turnbull again. A turnover in front. Babbage with the puck for Tufts. Deep in the zone, Powers trying to get it out, and he can't. Babbage sends it back into the deep into the Middlebury zone, where it's picked up by Jeremiah, who sends it down. No icing, though. Craig Uleno with the puck for the Jumbos, trying to get it out, and he can't because of pressure by Joe Pacini. And the puck scoots out of the Tufts defensive zone over to Brendan Dawson, who sends it up to Danny Tai, who dumps it in deep. Matt Danner with him. Also pressure from Joey Pacini. And here come the Jumbos. Tyler Scroggins along with Brown. A shot on Klein. Big save by Klein. The Jumbos had a two-on-one, and Klein was able to stop that. The puck now deep in the Jumbos defensive zone. Corey Gottfried bringing it up for the Jumbos. Now over to Charlie Borick. Borick sends it over to Scroggins, the Jumbos top line out there. Dan Kelly, the senior for Tufts, sending it up. And it's dumped in by Brian Brown, the top line right wing, as the Jumbos change. The puck now behind the Panthers' net. Bellucci with the puck for Middlebury. Sends it up along the left side. Over to Danner racing in along the right side. Danner touches it in deep. And Jordan Haney with the puck. He loses it to Giussanti in the right circle. Giussanti with a drive off the post. Strong play by Vinny Giussanti there. Turnover by Tufts deep in their zone. And another one. Giussanti over there looking for Fahey. And Tufts having a hard time getting it out of the zone. This Panthers line doing a good job. A shot to McKee. A big drive. And it's saved by Nugnes.
That was a fantastic pass back to McKee, who let it go from the right point. Just a great save there by Nugnes.
Terrific shift there by the Panthers. Two terrible turnovers deep in the Tufts defensive zone. You just can't give it up in front of your goaltender like that. And Nugnes with two big saves there, keeping the Panthers off the board. Danny Tai taking the faceoff now for the Panthers against Macklin Sauden. Won by Sauden back behind the Tufts netminder. Picked up, though, by Danny Tai. Over to Charlie Lawrence. Centers it in front. Jeremiah now at the left point with the puck. Sends it in deep. Lawrence with it again with Danny Tai. Back to Lawrence. Sauden with the puck now for Tufts. Back to Frank Cozzolito, who sends it to center. Danny Tai on the left wing. He's got Jeremiah with him pinching Charlie Parsons and Charlie Lawrence. Cozzolito back at the point. Charlie Lawrence now in the right corner, trying to center it to Cozzolito. He can't. And it comes back into the Middlebury defensive zone where the Panthers bring it out. Owen Powers along the left side. 1-on-5 now. And Powers gets a shot off that Nugnes has to drop to the ice to stop.
That was awesome. He split between two defenders to get a shot off there.
It was 1-on-5, and he still managed to get a shot off. And the Panthers have really been dominating play the last 4 or 5 minutes here. This faceoff to the right of Nugnes. Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Eddie Hannon. Won by Powers. Turnbull trying to send it over to the point, but he can't. It's broken up by Tufts. Into the left corner, and Powers on it first. He was racing against Kelly, but Powers got there first. Dawson pinching, sending it into the zone. Allen behind the net trying to center it over to Turnbull in the left corner. Dan Kelly along the boards. The Jumbos having a real tough time getting it out here. Allen coming into the right corner with Haney. Dan Kelly now for the Jumbo sending it out. Sends it over to Brendan Ryan. Ryan on the left side. Sends it over to Babbage. Babbage with a shot that Klein makes a big stop on. Bellucci had part of that too. The puck now right above the circles. Brian Brown back to the point. Jordan Haney. And here comes Mitch Allen. He's got a breakaway. He shoots. And there's a penalty. There is a hooking call. Corey Gottfried is going to be going to the box. A hooking minor.
Beautiful pass up ahead for Mitch Allen.
Mitch Allen with a breakaway. And I'll tell you what, the Jumbos have had a tough time the last 4 or 5 minutes getting the puck out of their zone. Middlebury has played very strong here. And Nugnes has been pretty busy this period. Again, Corey Gottfried, a two-minute minor for hooking. The penalty at 6:59 of the first. Giussanti with the faceoff. It comes back to Bellucci. Over to Giussanti. Back to Giussanti. At the point, a drive by Bellucci. And that hits someone in front, Cooper Stahl. Back to the point to Bellucci. In the right corner to Giasanti. Bellucci at the right point. Bellucci with a drive, and it's stopped by Nugnes into the corner where Dawson is waiting there. He pinches. He's got Kachuk over to Giasanti, over to Bellucci. And it's picked up by Hayden Smith. Smith on the right side, another nice play. They had a two-on-one there if they hurry. It was Hayden Smith and Clay Berger broken up by Bellucci. A minute 15 left in the penalty to Corey Gottfried for hooking. The first power play for Middlebury this afternoon. Owen Powers centering it to Jeremiah between the circles. A shot by Cozzolino and Nugnes. Nugnes made the stop there, and the puck was loose.
Yeah, he wasn't able to hold on to it cleanly. Came out of the crease to the right and then gave a little shove after the whistle.
A lot of action in front of the Jumbo's netminder, Nick Nugnes, who's been pretty busy this afternoon so far. Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Brian Brown. Won by Brown. Back to the point. Back to Jeremiah. Over to Powers on the left side. And here comes Brown for the Jumbos. He's looking for someone to pass to. He sends it in deep for Tyler Scroggins. Mitch Allen back behind Klein. 39 seconds left in the penalty to Corey Gottfried for hooking. Brown with the puck now for Tufts. Right in front of his bench, he dumps it in as the Jumbos try to take more time off the clock and kill this penalty. Jeremiah skating out of the zone for Middlebury. Sends it up along the left side over to Charlie Lawrence. He's walled off by Craig Uleno. It's back behind Nugnes. Lawrence with the puck now for Middlebury. Sends it off the boards. It's a shot that goes wide by Ross de la Brue. Comes back up. McClellan with the puck for Middlebury as he sends it on Nugnes, who had to glove that out of harm's way. The puck back to the point. Jimmy McKee with a drive from the right side. Another shot as Owen Powers from the left circle with a strong shot right in the middle of the left circle that Nugnes had to come out and stop.
And Tufts now on the penalty kill, 61 of 76, just a hair over 80%.
This faceoff to the right of Nugnes. McClellan taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Smith for the Jumbos. Won by Smith. It's back in the right corner. Comes back to Dineen at the left point. He sends it on to McClellan, who is right between the circles. Charlie Lawrence putting some pressure on Michelle Gordon for the Jumbos. The defenseman who was having a hard time getting it out. The puck comes across to Andrew Hadley. Hadley at the left circle trying to center it. Broken up by Dineen, who sends it along the boards. Jordan Haney for the Jumbos. Loses the puck to Owen Powers. Excuse me, Brett Dineen, who dumps it in. And we've got Jordan Haney in the left corner trying to get it out. Sends it to Tyler Scroggins right in front of the Middlebury bench where it's picked off by Michael Fahey. Fahey's got a stick being held, no call. Jordan Haney right in front. A shot by Charlie Boric that Klein sends into the corner. And another shot by Tyler Scroggins off the shoulder of Klein. Picked up by Giasanti in the right corner. He skies it off the boards looking for Fahey. But it's broken up by Craig Uino. He loses the puck to Brian Brown. Brown into the Middlebury zone. It's now in the left corner. Picked up by Fahey, who skies it looking for Trevor Turnbull. Skating one on two. Now one on five. Into the tough zone. Owen Powers along the board doing a good job keeping it in the zone. Uyino dumping it deep into the Middlebury zone. Jeremiah on the puck for Middlebury. Loses the puck to Brendan Ryan in the corner. Mason Babich cycling with Ryan back behind Klein's net. It's still back there. Cozzolito It's back to the point. A shot by Cooper Staal that goes to the left of Klein. And it's picked by Jeremiah, who brings it out over to Owen Powers. In the left corner, as we hit 2:18 left to play in the first period, Michael Fahey trying to pick it up. He cannot keep it in the zone as it comes out. Brett Dineen with the puck for Middlebury. Dineen with the puck looking for Mitch Allen. And it goes deep into the tough zone, and that is icing. 1:57 left to play in the first period. We are scoreless.
We're brought to you by Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Close game we've seen. Middlebury still dictating the tempo by my estimation.
Face off to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein, who's played well today. Clay Berger taking the face off against Mark McClellan. One by McClellan. He comes in front. Berger sent that behind the net and tried to wrap it around. And the Panthers defense was able to get it out. Mitch Allen with the puck now for Middlebury. Looking for Danny Tai. It's picked up by Jordan Haney in the left corner for Tufts. The puck still in the left corner. Middlebury trying to get it out. Allen's been out there a long time. They need a change. And there's a penalty. A penalty on Tufts. A delayed call. Stephen Klein to the bench. Allen sending it over to Danny Tai. And Dan Kelly for the Jumbos will touch it. It's an interference call. That penalty will come at 18:52 of the first period. Clay Berger will sit for 2 minutes and an interference call. So Middlebury, although they didn't score, they really dominated the play during that first power play the opportunity had. Nugnes was pretty busy during that power play. We'll see if Middlebury can cash in on their second attempt of the afternoon. Jasanti taking the face off against Jordan Haney. Deep in the tough zone, Charlie Parsons sends it back to David Bellucci, who sends Brendan Ryan flying. A wrist shot by Dawson. A whole bunch of players in front. Charlie Parsons trying to hit Bellucci, and it goes past him and Brendan Ryan chasing it. But Stephen Klein comes out to pick it up. Here comes Bellucci on the left side. Bellucci pinching in. Charlie Parsons picks the puck up now in the left corner over to Jasanti. Leaves it so Tkachuk can pick it up. Macklin Sauden trying to get it out for Tufts. Tkachuk with a drive! Nugnes had to make a big stop on that as Tkachuk let one go from between the circles. Another one as Bellucci tried to set up Tkachuk, who goes down. No call. Jasanti with the puck down the right circle. Jasanti with a shot that Nugnes saves. Dawson now in the corner. Back to the point. Bellucci with a wrist shot. That hit somebody. That was Sauden. It hit in the back. And that's going to do it for the period. After 20 minutes of play, nothing solved. Middlebury and Tufts scoreless. We'll come back to talk about it right after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
If you're struggling with weight and frustrated with dieting each and every year, Mark Patrick Hypnosis can help. Join the over 500,000 people who have attended Mark Patrick Hypnosis programs with weight loss results. Mark Patrick Hypnosis will be in Plattsburgh on Tuesday. Make that New Year's resolution a reality.
My goal is to lose 30, so I lost, you know, actually more than I ever thought I would.
I can exercise. I am happy with myself. I'm happy with others. But it just changed my life totally around. It was just my last ray of hope.
As of today, have already lost 48 pounds.
I've lost about 32 pounds.
For only $49.99, lose all the weight you want, 100% guaranteed. Tuesday at the Comfort Inn and Suites Hotel, 411 Route 3 in Plattsburgh. Seminar time is 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Registration begins at 5 p.m. Attend this program and find out how the power of hypnosis can help you achieve your weight loss goals. There's limited seating, so get there early. Learn more at markpatrickseminars.com.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College in Middlebury, Vermont. Hockey night slash afternoon in Middlebury. 92.1 WBTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler with you. And after 20 minutes of play, nothing solved. In this afternoon's NESCAC battle, the Panthers and Jumbos scoreless after a pretty competitive first period.
Yeah, Middlebury got two chances on the power play. Well, technically, we'll say one and a half chances, right? Because that power play will continue into the second period. But a good job there by Middlebury. A couple of shots by Camille Tkachuk. A couple of shots by Vinny Jasani. And just good overall team play, though. Like you said, nothing solved. Still nothing. Pretty equal on shots in terms of that. Middlebury with 13 shots, Tufts with 11. I think what matters is that Middlebury has the momentum right now, especially as they'll continue the power play heading into the second period.
Well, I think Middlebury, as we said in the pregame show, really needed to come out with the intensity, and it certainly seems like they are doing that. Tufts, for a majority of that period, has had a very difficult time getting the puck out of their zone. Middlebury has been on them almost immediately once the puck has been behind the net and causing them some issues getting it out, and at some point that is going to burn you.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They've had issues getting it out. But both teams have had a couple of issues getting it out because Stephen Klein's had to make some tough saves as well as the other goaltender on the other side, Nick Nugis. And a pretty even period, but Middlebury doing a good job breaking out and spacing themselves out. They had a nice sequence where Klein was able to dump the puck out into the neutral zone and move the puck along, and Middlebury was able to have a couple of odd man rushes.
Yeah, a couple of turnovers again for both teams. Middlebury had two and Tufts had three by my estimation. Turnovers in a game like this, that's going to be what causes you to lose a game like this. It was a scoreless first period, but you kind of get a sense that some of the goals today may come on mistakes.
Yeah, you're exactly right. A couple of mistakes where, again, both goaltenders had to make a couple of point-blank saves. There was one particularly bad turnover, by Brett Dineen that left the puck right in front for, I believe it was Craig Ueno, and he just wasn't able to cash in. But mistake's the name of the game, and at the same time, the team's not making that many mistakes because the goaltenders are able to mask those mistakes, so you don't notice them as much.
Well, again, Nugnes played a very good first period. I don't know if he was scheduled to start this game because we actually had Drew Hunt, the freshman, as the starting goaltender, and then when we got ready to start the game, there was a different goaltender in the net. So I don't know if it was an injury or a coach's decision, but again, when you're in a mindset that you're not going to play, I was not a goaltender, I was a defenseman, but when you're in a mindset that you're not going to play, all of a sudden, if you have to play, it's a totally different mindset. So I think if that's indeed what happened, I think he played very well that period.
Well, in terms of mindset, you have to go into every game expecting you're going to play, whether you're Joey Pacini, who we haven't seen in a while, or not, because you're on the team. You have a uniform for a reason, right? You should be willing to go, though it's a little bit different probably in terms of your pregame preparation. He did a good job adjusting if, in fact, he wasn't slated to start.
Well, again, that's a good point, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. We'll also take a look at the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard when we come back. More hockey coming up. You're listening to the Middlebury College Intermission Report on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK Port Henry on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Every day, you are what matters to the dedicated team of healthcare providers at Rutland Regional Medical Center. We put the patient first and look for ways to make your experience the best it can be. Just listen.
My patients are sick and they're hurting and they're scared. Their families are scared. They need me to be positive for them and reassuring.
So I see somebody lost. I take them to where they're going and they're very grateful for that. And I tell them they're in great hands.
Every patient is my patient. They're all treated with respect and compassion, as I would treat a family member.
They all get my attention and commitment to excellent care.
You never know what somebody's going through or what they're thinking, so I learned to be just really kind and patient.
I really feel strongly that each patient is my patient.
Visit rrmc.org to learn more about Rutland Regional Medical Center. We listen, we respect, we care. Always. That's our promise to you.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. True Value, start right, start here.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here from the Chip Cannon 85 Arena. Time now to check the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard. Just two games in action at the moment, four games in total on the slate. Connecticut College and Williams are knotted at one with 10:52 to go in the second period. We're here in Middlebury with Tufts and Middlebury knotted at nothing. Wesleyan and Amherst set to go later on tonight, a 7 o'clock puck drop. And then from Hartford, Connecticut, Hamilton and Trinity, a 7:30 puck drop there. Take a break, come back with more, including the second period of action. Middlebury and Tufts knotted at nothing here at the Chip Cannon 85 Arena. Middlebury have the power play continuing when they come back for the second period of action. We'll be right back. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Need a birthday gift that will dazzle and wow? Go to Village Gifts Jericho for games, puzzles, Legos, and Baby Alive. Classics like Strawberry Shortcake, Color Forms, Paper Dolls, Marbles, and more. Village Gifts, Route 15 Jericho.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
Thinking about a new or used car? Before you start shopping, be prepared. Here are five reasons why you should think about Vermont Federal Credit Union for the financing of your next vehicle. Reason number one, they have amazing rates on auto loans, among the lowest you'll find anywhere. That means more car for less money. Number two, Vermont Federal Credit Union offers flexible terms with options up to 8 years. Three, their PaySaver Auto Loan Program. It's like a lease, but better. You own the vehicle and can save up to 40% on your monthly payment. And it's for used vehicles, too. Four, they're so convenient. You can apply online, sign online, and close online. It's that easy with DocuSign. And five, you'd look really good in that shiny new ride. Go to VermontFederal.org and get pre-qualified for an auto loan today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK. Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Bruce Eben, Jason Wexler, hockey afternoon in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. After 20 minutes of play, nothing solved. Middlebury and Tough scoreless. An exciting first period where both teams, some end-to-end action, some big saves, and also some mistakes on both sides.
Yeah, and like we mentioned, one of the mistakes that stuck out to me was the one that Brett Dineen left in front for Craig Ueno. And Middlebury just lucky that they've got such a competent goaltender in Stephen Klein. But on the other side, conversely, they were able to break out a couple of times and make it difficult for Nick Nugis. And you get the feeling, like you said, Bruce, that a turnover could decide the first goal of the game and could decide the game in general, because it's a pretty good defensive battle so far with both goaltenders playing as well as they've been.
Yeah, and this is an important game for both teams, but especially Middlebury, because there's also some NESCAC action going on tomorrow. Hamilton College taking on Wesleyan at 3 o'clock. Amherst taking on Trinity at 4 o'clock. And Colby with an out-of-conference game against Fitchburg State tomorrow at 5. But next week, the Panthers are on the road against Trinity and Wesleyan, the number 1 and number 2 teams in the NESCAC. So this is really a game that the Panthers would like to have going into that matchup next weekend.
I'll go even stronger than that. I'll call it a must-win right now.
Well, the other reason that for some concern for Middlebury is in the second period, they have been outscored 21-4. So that is something they need to be concerned about. However, for the Jumbos, they have been outscored to 24-16. Again, the Panthers are not a team that score a ton of goals, so Klein is going to have to come up big in this period and play as well as he has done so far.
Yeah, you're exactly right. But as much as he's been able to come out and will continue to come out, I believe, strong defensively and stop the shots in front of him, Middlebury has to break out and get a goal.
I think you're right about that. We're just about a minute away from the start of the second period. Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK. A great way to spend a Saturday afternoon, especially with an exciting game like this with potential playoff implications. Again, this period, the Panthers will be skating from right to left, the Jumbos left to right. 52 seconds left in the period that took place at the end of the period to number 21, Clay Berger, the 6'4", 220-pound senior from the Bridgewater Bandits for the Jumbos. Took a minor near the end of the period for hooking. So the Panthers with 52 seconds and a fresh sheet of ice to try to make something happen. Again, shots on goal in the first period for Middlebury 13, for Tufts 11. The Panthers 0-for-1 on the power play so far. This is their second of the game. And so we'll see if they're able to get anything going with this.
And to continue with the man advantage. Key word there being advantage. Use it to your advantage. Move the puck around to get a good shot or two or three or four on net.
All right, so here we go from the Chip Canyon 85 arena. Period two of this afternoon's game between Middlebury and Tufts. Owen Powers taking the face-off for Middlebury against Tyler Scroggins. Won by Scroggins. Sent off the boards by Gottfried. Brought into the Middlebury zone. Brought into the, the Tufts zone by Frank Cozzolito. Back to the point, Jeremiah Powers at the left point. Over to Allen. A shot that Nugnes sends behind his net. Turnbull with the puck now for Middlebury. Over to Powers. Back in the left corner. Over to Cozzolito. Cozzolito looking for Powers along the boards. Powers with it now in the left circle. Sends it to Jeremiah between the circles. A terrific play by Scroggins to break that up and knock it out as it scoots all the way back into the Middlebury defensive zone where Brian Brown picks it up, wasting valuable time, and the penalty is over. Mitch Allen with the puck now for Middlebury and deep into the zone, a shot! And that one is sent to the corner by Nugnes. The penalty is over, both teams skating five aside. Here come the Jumbos, and a shot from the point. Macklin Sauden flying in into the left circle. He let a shot go. Tough to see some of those numbers from here, especially with all the players coming together, but it was Sauden letting a shot go from the left circle right by the dot that Klein held on to. So this faceoff will come to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein.
Klein just does such a good job of finding the angles of the pucks, right? He knows exactly where the shot's going to come and able to move over accordingly.
And the referee's doing a little on-ice repair here. I guess there's a rut in front of Klein's net. And so again, the faceoff will be to Klein's right. Sauden taking the faceoff for Tufts. Jasanti for Middlebury. Referee ready to drop the puck. Won by Sauden. Back to the point. Over to Stahl. Stahl sends it in front of shot. Big save by Klein. And the puck in the right corner scoots up into the netting. Cooper Stahl taking a shot. That went over to his teammate Clay Berger, who took another shot that went into the netting. So that'll come outside of the Middlebury zone, just outside in the faceoff dot. Mason Babich taking the faceoff against Jasanti, won by Jasanti, back to David Bellucci, who sends it up into neutral ice. Sent back into the Middlebury defensive zone by Eddie Hannon. Along the boards, Brendan Ryan met by Jasanti, who's holding him along the boards, and Jasanti taking a penalty. It's going to be a holding call.
And Jasanti with a takedown.
18:08 left to play, second period. Tufts getting their first power play opportunity of the game. Their power play, 9-for-56 on the season, 16.1%. So we'll see if they can take the early lead on this one. Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Scroggins, who sends it back to the point, back to Jordan Haney. Haney along the boards, broken up by Parsons. Down to Brian Brown. Brown over to Haney. Scroggins behind the net. Over to Haney. He sends a wrist shot. Shot! Brian Brown with that wrist shot, broken up by the Middlebury defense. Uyino back to the point. Over to Stahl, who misses. The puck along the right boards over to Mitch Allen in the right circle. Sends it across to Cozzolito, who clears. Sends it the length of the rink right into Nugnes' glove. He'll hold on. 17:28 left to play, second period, scoreless from the Chip Canyon 85 arena, Middlebury and Tufts. A minute 20 left on the holding penalty to Vinny Jasanti, but A penalty has just been called on Tufts, so that'll take care of the rest of that power play. Macklin Sauden with a penalty, and that is the type of penalty that drives a coach crazy because you've just lost your power play opportunity. And as a matter of fact, Middlebury will now have a 40-second power play when it's over. So the team will skate 4-on-4. Eddie Hannon with the puck now. So Sauden with a high sticking minor. David Bellucci with the puck, and we have a whistle. And so that whistle, I believe, is because the net is off its moorings. So we'll set this up for you here. 17:09 left to play second period. It's scoreless. 1:01 left in the holding penalty to Vinny Giasanti. 1:41 left in the high sticking penalty to Macklin Sauden. Faceoff just outside of the Middlebury defensive zone. Scroggins taking the faceoff with Mark McClellan. Won by McClellan. Back to Dawson. Dawson using that speed, skating over the red line. And he loses the puck to Brian Brown, who brings it in. Brown along the left circle. He shoots, and it is wide. Scroggins and Brown teamed up, and they just missed the net. Scroggins has it again in the right circle, looking for someone on the point. Scroggins circling the left circle, looking for Brown. Brendan Dawson taking the puck away. I'm not really sure why Brown didn't pass that puck. He had 2 men at the point and did not. And Brendan Dawson just took the puck from him. And here come the Panthers. Charlie Parsons bringing the puck deep into the tough zone. Over to Michael Fahey. Kamil Tkachuk now behind Nugnes. Giasanti with the puck now for Middlebury in the right corner. Back to Tkachuk as the Panthers are on the power play now. Giasanti to the point. Over to Cozzolito with the left circle. A drive. That one was tipped. That one was tipped by Michael Fahey. And the Jumbos are able to clear that out. Klein will come out to leave it for Jeremiah. 10 seconds left in the penalty to Sauden. And here come the Panthers. Jeremiah sending it up to Giasanti along the left side. Giasanti sends it around to Fahey. Fahey to Cozzolito. To Allen. To Fahey with a shot that Nugnes gloves, and he will hold on. 15:19 left to play second period. That penalty is now over. So the Panthers now 0 for 2 on the afternoon, while Tufts is 0 for 1. This faceoff will be to the left of goaltender Nick Nugnes, the senior who's been pretty busy today. Powers taking the faceoff. He wins the faceoff. Back to the point. Back to Allen, who lets one go. Picked up by Brown. Looking to get it out. Over to Tyler Scroggins. Over to Corey Godfrey, who lets a shot go way wide of Klein's net. It's picked up by Uyino, who sends it in on Klein and hits the side of the net and scoots out of the Middlebury zone. Now it in neutral ice. Michelle Gordon bring it into the Middlebury zone. He sends it over to Gordon. Again, a shot right in front. Big stop by Klein. Gordon not able to keep it in. And Mitch Allen has it at the left circle. He breaks in on Nugnes, and it's broken up. A big play by Michelle Gordon, keeping Allen away from Nugnes. The puck now in the left corner. Gordon with the puck. He's being harassed by Allen. They send it off the boards. Gordon looking to get it out, and he does. Comes back into the Middlebury zone. Bellucci with a long pass for Stahl. It's sent back in, and that is icing. 14:04 left to play second period. This game's scoreless between the Panthers and Jumbos from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. 17 shots on goal for Middlebury, 13 for Tufts. Mark McClellan taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Mason Babich for the Jumbos. Won by Babich, but picked up by Charlie Parsons, who sends it into the right corner. Picked up by Babich, trying to get it out. Dan Kelly with the puck. Off the boards to Eddie Hannon. Hannon sends it rink wide into the zone. He was trying to hit Brendan Ryan, but the jumbos are offsides. So this faceoff will come just outside the Middlebury defensive zone, the red dot right in front of the scorer's table. McClellan taking the faceoff against Babich. Won by McClellan. Back to Dawson looking for Charlie Lawrence. And the jumbos are offsides again as it scooted out and then right back in. 13:41 left to play second period. Still scoreless.
And we're brought to you by Vermont Field Sports for all your sport and hunting needs and a great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury. I'd like to see Middlebury win this faceoff and get a couple of tough shots on goal here.
Babich taking the faceoff against McClellan. Won by McClellan. And we're picked off by Babich, who brings it into the zone over to Eddie Hannon. Hannon with a shot that goes wide. Uyino with the puck for Tufts. It's behind the net. And Hannon with a shot that Klein will go down to hold on to. 13:22 left to play, second period, scoreless from the Chip Canyon 85 Arena. This face off to the right of goaltender Nick Nugnes. Frank Cozzolito in the right corner. He skates behind Klein. Macklin Sauden with a shot that comes back to the point, back behind Klein. It's in the right corner now. Cozzolito coming together with Ross De La Brewer. And the Jumbos send it back in as both teams, well, the Middlebury partially changing. And a full change for Tufts. The puck now along the line to Brian Brown into the Middlebury zone over to Charlie Borick. Borick looking for Stahl at the point. Stahl sends it in, deflected by Brown on Klein, who sends it into the left corner. Brown with the puck again. He misses it. Gordon for the jumbo, sending it into the right corner. Over to Brown, a shot saved by Klein. Over to Fahey. Fahey being harassed by Scroggins. And here come the Panthers. Joey Pacini along the right side. Pacini jumps it into the Middlebury zone. Dan Kelly for Tufts. Over to Jordan Haney. And here come the Jumbos. Broken up by Brett Dineen, who sends it back into the Jumbo zone. Nugnes has to come out and leave it. Matt Danner with the puck now for Middlebury in the Jumbo's defensive zone. It's turned over. Hayden Smith for the Jumbos, dumping it into the Middlebury zone. Andrew Hadley sending it behind Klein's net. Danny Tye doing a nice job playing defense behind his netminder. And it's sent in on Nugnes. Picked up by Jordan Haney, who dumps it into the Middlebury zone. Over to Brendan Ryan from the right circle. He sends a shot that goes wide. Mitch Allen for the Panthers trying to send it to the point. No one home, and it comes back into the Jumbo zone. Eddie Hannon with the puck for the Jumbos behind Klein. Whole bunch of players coming together there. Jordan Haney with the puck now. They try to keep it in. That was Brendan Ryan trying to keep it in, and he can't do it. Right in front of the Tufts bench right now. Comes into the Middlebury zone. David Belucci behind Klein. Into the right corner. Off the boards. A turnover. A shot. And they score! A turnover right along the boards that Tufts just picked off and sent in on net.
And a shot off a rebound, too.
10:29 left to play second period. Tufts on the board, 1-0.
See who gets credit for the goal. But again, we talk about the initial shot not as important as the rebound in some cases. That's what happened. It squirted out and was shot back in and tickled the twine.
McClellan taking the faceoff here against Sauden. It comes into the Middlebury zone where Klein will leave it for Cozzolito. Over to Jeremiah. Jeremiah trying to hit Charlie Parsons. And it comes back into the Middlebury zone. Jeremiah looking for Charlie Lawrence. Scroggins has it now. He's got it with Charlie Boric. Boric takes a shot that goes wide. Clay Berger. Has the puck. He sends it into the Middlebury zone. Klein down to get it. Leaves it for Lawrence. And a shot right in front that comes off the boards. Nearly right onto Scroggins' stick. And it's been a dicey couple of minutes in front of goaltender Stephen Klein here.
Yeah, Klein made a mistake not freezing that puck. Whipped it out and should have just held on to it. Kept it in his stomach. The goal, by the way, by Ross Delabrew, assisted by Dan Kelly at 9:31.
All right, so the face-off to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein. Jasanti taking the face-off against Brown. Won by Brown as they send it out. Goes back down into the Tufts defensive zone. And a tremendous hit by Kamil Tkachuk along the boards against Michelle Gordon. Tkachuk sent him flying. Good defensive play. Brown with the puck for the Jumbos on the right side by the right circle. Good play by Dineen, keeping him off. And a shot from the point. Corey Gottfried got all of that one, and Klein will hold on to that. 9-11 left to go, second period. Tufts leading 1-0. Ross DeLabrew with the goal. Assistant number 4, Dan Kelly. That goal coming at 9:31 of the second period. Jasanti again on the face-off against Eddie Hannon. Won by Hannon, but it comes back out. And neutral ice right now. Brendan Ryan coming in on Klein. It's broken up by Brendan Dawson. Back behind the Middlebury net now. Bellucci over to Dawson. The left side. He was looking for Parsons. He was looking for Powers, excuse me. And it looks like the puck bounced into the Tufts net, the Tufts bench. Excuse me.
And we're brought to you by the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Sustainable Timber Harvesting, and SFI certified. I'd like to see Middlebury get a couple more meaningful shots because they've really been having to play a lot of defense the last couple of minutes.
Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Hayden Smith. Won by Smith. Put the puck back into his own zone. And Middlebury on that quickly. The top line of Allen, Powers, and Turnbull bringing some pressure, but the Jumbo's able to get it out. Middlebury with a 3-on-2 if they hurry as Danner is with Allen and Powers. And a shot from the point. Big stop by Nugnes. It's along the right boards now. Cozzolito does a nice job keeping it in, and it pops out of the zone. Cozzolito and Jeremiah on the blue line for the Panthers right now. Cozzolito trying to get it out. They can't do it. And Dan Kelly along the boards with Jeremiah. Jeremiah now behind Klein. Jeremiah up to Danny Tye right in front of the Middlebury bench. Jeremiah with the puck now skating across the red line. Now to the left side, dumping it in to the Middlebury, to the tough zone as the Jumbos try to get it set up and the Panthers change. And the puck sent in deep to the Middlebury defensive zone. Sauden dumping it in for Tufts. Picked up behind Klein's cage by Jeremiah, who sends it over to Danny Tye, who skates over the red line. He's got Danner with him. And the Panthers, a penalty has been assessed here. And Charlie Parsons is down, and it looks like he's in a little bit of discomfort there. It's number 18, Ross DeLabrew, the goal scorer for the Jumbos. And a bunch of referees are coming together to discuss this. And we'll see what the ultimate outcome of this is.
Parsons
is up, thank goodness, under his own power. He's skating off under his own power, which is a good thing, but the referees are talking about this. So, potentially for Middlebury, a lengthy power play. We'll have to see. 7:07 left to play in the second period. Tufts getting on the board when Ross De La Brewer, who is in the penalty box right now, took a pass from Dan Kelly and beat goaltender Stephen Klein, making it 1-0 Tufts.
And you had the feeling that Tufts was going to push through because Middlebury was allowing Tufts to dominate the play on the offensive end.
So a 5-minute major has been assessed to the Brewer. So De Brewer has been assessed a 5-minute major for kneeing. So what that means is on this power play, the Panthers can score as many times as possible, and they don't get that man back for 5 minutes. So De La Brewer, a 5-minute major for kneeing. 12:53 of the second period. The faceoff to the right of goaltender Nick Nunes. The puck comes out. And the Panthers looking to get this set up here. Brendan Ryan brought the puck into the Middlebury defensive zone, and he was flattened by defenseman Eric Jeremiah. Good defensive play there. The puck now in the tough zone in the right corner. Bunch of players coming together, and the Jumbos doing a good job getting it out. Clay Berger for Tufts, sending it the length of the ice. And the Panthers come back to bring it up and get started. Owen Powers for Middlebury looking to get it in. Can't do it as the Jumbos send it all the way down the ice. And look to kill off more valuable time. That was Hayden Smith sending it down. And here come the Panthers. Tkachuk with the puck for the Middlebury into the Jumbo zone. Gottfried with the puck for Tufts. And he's able to send it out as Brendan Dawson has to come back to get things set up here. Dawson with Bellucci. So we'll set it up for you here. It's Dawson, Bellucci, Jasanti, Tkachuk, and Danner. And Tufts doing a good job causing problems here. The Panthers having a tough time getting this set up here. Although Jasanti has the puck now with Tkachuk at center and Danner at left wing. Jasanti over to Bellucci at the left point. Bellucci sends it in back to Tkachuk behind Nugnes' net. But it's picked off by the Jumbos and sent down the length of the ice. Tyler Scroggins sending it all the way down. Klein has to leave it. And with 3:10 left in his power play, this has not looked good so far.
It's almost as if Tufts has the power play.
The puck into the Jumbo zone. Owen Powers trying to get it in deep. Over to Dawson, over to Bellucci at the right circle. A shot, big save by Nugnes into the right corner. Powers gets it back to Bellucci at the point. In the corner now. Along the boards over to Bellucci. And it comes out. Almost a turnover there. Pressure from Brendan Ryan on Bellucci, but Bellucci did a nice job preventing a turnover there by recovering quickly. Mitch Allen dumps it into the right corner. He's got Charlie Lawrence with him and Owen Powers. He sends it across looking for Powers in the left circle. Over to the point to Jeremiah with a wrist shot, and that hit Cozzolino in front. He had Nugnes screened, and the puck comes out. Charlie Lawrence all the way back to pick it up. 1:57 left to go on the major to De La Brewer for kneeing. Jeremiah with the puck for Middlebury at the top of the left circle, and the Jumbos are able to clear that out all the way down to Klein. A good play there by Michelle Gordon, who cleared it the length of the ice. Jeremiah picking up the puck for Middlebury over to Bellucci. So it's Bellucci, Jeremiah, Tkachuk, Jasanti, and Danner. Jasanti motoring over the right side into the right corner. Got Dawson at the point. Dawson into the middle of the circle, dancing with the puck. A backhand. It's blocked by the Jumbo's defense. And they clear it. Clay Berger clearing it out of the zone. Here comes Dawson back quickly. Dawson in the left circle. He's got Bellucci above the circles. Bellucci with a wrist shot. That one was deflected into the corner. Tkachuk with the puck for Middlebury behind Nugnes' net. It's Tkachuk, Gisanti, Bellucci, Dawson. And it's back at the point. Over to Dawson with a drive. And they score! A drive from the left point that Nugnes got part of. The rebound came over to the right, and it was buried. I believe it was Vinny Gisanti. I think it was a power play goal. I know it was a power play goal. I should say, I think it was Gisanti. Bunch of players over there. And Middlebury on the board, 1-1 with 2:45 left to play in the second period.
If it stands as Gisanti, it's his third goal of the season. He was going nuts, so I have to assume it was him. Again, it's not the initial shot, Bruce. It's the rebound.
And a penalty has just been assessed to Vinny Gisanti. All right, so Owen Power is taking the faceoff against Jordan Haney, won by Haney along the boards. And it's inadvertently flipped into the Middlebury bench by Frank Cozzolito, so we'll do it again.
Vinny Gisanti assessed a penalty for roughing.
So that power play goal is going to be credited to Gisanti. It's his third of the year. Assist to number 38, Camille Tkachuk, and number 2, Brendan Dawson. The goal coming at 17:15 of the second period. A power play goal. Powers taking the faceoff again against Babbage. Won by Powers. And Mitch Allen with the puck now for Middlebury, skating into the Tufts zone. 9 seconds left on the kneeing major to Ross De La Brewer. And the puck deep in the tough zone. It came to the point. Cozzolito with a shot that was broken up. And that penalty is over. Now a 1 minute and 17 second power play for the Jumbos. Cozzolito trying to clear it. And it was knocked down by Hannon, but they're saying it was knocked down with a high stick. So 1:54 left to go in the second period. This game now tied.
And great to see Gisanti get on the board. The team's leading goal scorer last season. Great to see him get on the board for the third time here this evening.
McClellan taking the faceoff against Babbage. Won by Babbage. Dumped into the Middlebury defensive zone by Sauden. It's in the right corner now. A whole bunch of players coming together there. Sauden sending it back in. Over to Brian Brown. Brown in the circle. Sending it over to Scroggins. Scroggins in the left corner. He's got Ugino and Kelly at the points. Over to Ugino at the top of the right circle. 35 seconds left in the Gisanti penalty. Dawson trying to send it around. It's broken up by Scroggins at the left point. Over to Ugino at the right circle. And a drive by Scroggins from the left circle goes wide. Ugino sending it back. And it's sent in front by McClellan. He's able to clear it. Over to Brian Brown. 1-on-4. Dumps it back behind Klein's net. And David Bellucci able to send it the length of the ice. The penalty to Gisanti is over, and the team's back at even strength. And here come the Jumbos. Eddie Hannon deep in the Middlebury zone in the left corner, in the right corner, excuse me. Vinny Gisanti out of the box. Over to Mitch Allen. Allen looking for Gisanti, who's been skating hard tonight. And a shot that Gisanti got off right in front. A big stop by Nugnes. And here comes Hannon. Ooh! And the puck in the left corner.
Eric Jeremiah with a hard check into the boards.
And Jeremiah is going to be given a roughing call. That penalty is going to come at 19:53 of the second period. Or a boarding call, excuse me. Danny Tye taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Brian Brown to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Won by Tye. It's into the corner. Dawson playing with it. It's centered in front by Brown. It comes all the way out. But that's going to do it. 40 minutes played still. Nothing solved. Middlebury and Tufts tied at 1. We'll be back to talk about it after this. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Mark Patrick Hypnosis is coming to Plattsburgh Tuesday for one day only. Lose weight or stop smoking now through hypnosis. Join over 500,000 people who've stopped smoking and lost weight the Mark Patrick way. That's right. Join America's best-known hypnotist, Mark Patrick. Weight loss hypnosis seminar is Tuesday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Stop Smoking Hypnosis Seminar is from 8 to 10 p.m. Both are at the Comfort Inn & Suites Hotel, 411 Route 3. Registration starts 30 minutes prior to sessions. Seating is limited, so get there early to reserve your spot. For only $49.99, attend these life-changing programs and learn how the power of hypnosis can help you achieve your goal to lose weight or stop smoking without any willpower. 100% guaranteed. So whether you need to lose weight or want to stop smoking, join Mark Patrick Hypnosis Tuesday at the Comfort Inn and Suites Hotel, 411 Route 3. Doors open 30 minutes prior to seminars. Go to markpatrickseminars.com.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Hockey night slash afternoon in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK. On the One Credit Union Radio Network, Jason Wexler, Bruce Zeman with you as we enjoy a NESCAC battle between the number ninth place, the ninth place, and the 10th place team in the conference, both looking into get into the top eight. as the top eight teams in the NESCAC make the playoffs. And, Jason, a pretty entertaining period.
And a pretty even first period, both teams getting on the board. A pretty entertaining second period, excuse me.
And so, again, for both teams, a busy period for their goaltenders. 13 shots on goal for the Panthers that period. A two-period total of 26. And for Tufts, 10 that period, so a two-period total of 21. And for the Jumbos, goaltender Nick Nugnes was pretty busy that period, as was goaltender Stephen Klein.
Yeah, both of them busy. And you kind of got the feeling that Tufts was going to get that first goal because of how the momentum was going towards the beginning and middle part of that second period, because they were controlling the offensive tempo. But then Middlebury doing what they do best, and that's not quit. And Vinny Gisani finding the back of the net for the third time this season.
So to kind of recap the scoring so far in the second period, nothing in the first period, obviously. And then at 9:31 of the second period, Ross LeBrewer broke into the Middlebury defensive zone. He sent it back to his defenseman, Dan Kelly, who sent a shot from the point that DeBrewer sent in the net past Klein, making it 1-0 in favor of the Jumbos. Right in front of the Tufts bench right now, comes into the Middlebury zone. David Belushi behind Klein into the right corner. Off the boards, a turnover, a shot, and he scores! A turnover right along the boards that Tufts just picked off and sent in on net.
And a shot off a rebound, too.
10:29 left to play second period. Tufts on the board, 1-0. Dan Kelly picking off that puck along the boards and sending it in to LeBrewer. Putting it past Klein at 9:31 of the second period, making it 1-0 Tufts. But as Jason said, no quit in Middlebury, none at all. And Ross De LeBrewer, the goal scorer, also spent a significant amount of time in the penalty box as he was assist a five-minute major for kneeing in that period. And at 17:15 of the second period, Vinny Gisanti made the Jumbos pay. Tkachuk with the puck for Middlebury behind Nugnes' net. It's Tkachuk, Gisanti, Belushi, Dawson. And it's back at the point. Over to Dawson with a drive. And they score! A drive from the left point that Nugnes got part of. The rebound came over to the right, and it was buried. I believe it was Vinny Gisanti. I think it was a power play goal. I know it was a power play goal, I should say. I think it was Gisanti. Bunch of players over there. And Middlebury on the board. 1-1 with 2:45 left to play in the second period. And so Middlebury doing a great job getting their third power play goal of the year. They were successful yesterday on the power play. They were also successful today. Brendan Dawson, Kamil Tkachuk picking up the assists on Gisanti's third goal of the season.
And like you said, Bruce, on the call, he just got part of it, that strong drive by Dawson setting it up, and Gisanti there on a weak side able to put that one through the net, and then subsequently called for a penalty, which, quite frankly, I don't understand. But regardless, nice to see one of the Panthers' best players find the back of the net, and hopefully that'll be positive momentum heading into the third period where another goal could decide it. The final score could very well end up being 2-1 based on the strong defensive play we've seen from both goaltenders.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that. We'll continue the second period intermission report. More hockey coming up. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Amy Vaughn from VSECU, a credit union for everybody in Vermont. At VSECU, we look for ways to help you do good and create sustainable change in Vermont simply by doing your banking with us. For example, our new money market account offers you a high rate of return on your savings, and it also benefits the environment. The money you deposit in our V-Green money market account finances other member loans specifically earmarked for efficiency, renewable energy, and other green purchases. So you'll earn the most possible on your savings, you'll always have immediate access to your money, and you know how your money is being used to make a difference. Your deposit dollars are used responsibly to support a healthier planet while your savings grow. Make change simply by banking with VSECU. Let's empower possibilities together at vsecu.com.
This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Hockey afternoon in Middlebury. On 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network, Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler with you. With after 40 minutes of play, the Middlebury College Panthers and Tufts University Jumbos are tied at one. Dan LeBrewer, the goal scorer for Tufts, while Vinny Gisanti, the goal scorer for the Panthers, a power play goal by Vinny Gisanti, the assist of Camille Tkachuk, and Brendan Dawson coming at 17:15 of the second period. Power play goal in a game that has been pretty exciting so far. However, at the near the end of the period, Vinny Gisanti assessed a minor for roughing. And so, as we start the third period, the Jumbos will start the period with a power play. The Jumbos will start the period with a power play. And actually, the penalty assessed to Eric Jeremiah near the end of the period. Excuse me. So, Tufts will have an opportunity to take the lead early in the third period if they can capitalize.
And if you're Middlebury, just don't panic. Just continue to communicate. That's what it's all about, a communication on the power play. I got this guy, or you got this guy, or what have you, to make it easy for Stephen Klein to be able to see. And to go along with that, make sure you're not screening your goaltender on the power play. Give him plenty of space to be able to see the puck coming at him, because when Klein can see the puck, he's really hard to get a goal by.
Yeah, absolutely. And there is some other action going on today in the NESCAC. The Conn College Camels, who we saw yesterday, have defeated Williams 3-2. Other games going on tonight: Amherst taking on Wesleyan at 7, Hamilton taking on Trinity at 7:30. And then tomorrow in the NESCAC, Colby with a non-conference game against Fitchburg State, Amherst taking on Trinity, and Hamilton taking on Wesleyan. And for Middlebury, as they head up, I guess you'd be heading south east next week, Middlebury with a couple of tough games against Wesleyan and Trinity, they could really use this game.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I labeled it a must-win earlier, and that's because for two reasons. You're facing the number one and number two teams, like you mentioned, but you're also facing the team directly ahead of you in the NESCAC Conference, and a game that you need to be able to win. And we'll see what Middlebury is able to do there in that third period, again, to score 1-1.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the NHL All-Star Game, which is going on tomorrow in Tampa. When we come back, we'll take a look at that after 40 minutes. Middlebury and Tufts tied at 1. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
we can!
Hi,
This is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bivets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
Deals during our Start Something New event at the number one selling Ram truck dealer in all of New England.
Has the deep freeze broken your pride and your ride? Then now is a great time to de-thaw, warm up with hot deals on Ram trucks happening now. At Goss, you'll get huge discounts, big factory rebates, and great lease specials. And we have a massive inventory of Rams like this.
Lease a new 2018 Ram 1500 quad cab 4x4 for only $169 a month. That's right, only $169 a month for 2018 quad cab Ram 4x4.
Just call quick or visit, and we'll make getting into your hot new 2018 Ram fast and easy so you can drive away today. But hurry before our Start Something New event ends January 31st.
For the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to buy, visit Goss Dodge Chrysler today, Shelburne Road, South Burlington, and online at gossgars.com.
Please put for 24 months, 10,000 miles per year with $29.99 cash or trade equity down plus tax, title, and res, well-qualified lessees. Must have a competitive lease and household to qualify. See salesperson for details about a $1,000 new vehicle price guarantee.
Go, 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 go.
To Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College, where after 40 minutes of play, Middlebury and Tufts are tied at one. A pretty exciting game in that period, the teams trading goals. But this weekend, no NHL action in terms of regular season games because the NHL All-Star Game coming up tomorrow afternoon from Amalie Arena in Tampa. Jason, one of the things that is really cool about the All-Star Game this year, what they're doing is they've got the Metropolitan All-Stars against the Atlantic All-Stars at 3:30, and then they've got the Central All-Stars against the Pacific All-Stars at 4:30, like mini games, and then Winner 1 versus Winner 2 at 5:30, so all the fans get to see a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and it's good because it includes more players on the roster. A mini round-robin tournament of sorts, and the NBA taking a page out of the book of the NHL, doing their own type of fantasy draft that made news this weekend because Russell Westbrook thought that he was picked last in the NBA All-Star selection process by either LeBron James or Steph Curry, and then they informed him, Bruce, it was actually just alphabetical.
Yeah, so, and again, for my New Jersey Devils this year, a great story, Taylor Hall, the Devils' All-Star representative, not able to play because of a broken thumb, and so he was replaced with Brian Boyle, who, as a lot of people know, is currently waging a battle against leukemia. And although this is his first year with the team, he's really become a fan favorite. So really a great story about how sports transcends things sometimes, and you realize what's important. So that is exciting. The All-Star Game again tomorrow, and we'll get back to action, I guess, the middle of next week. I think things return on Tuesday, I believe it is. But right here, we are 20 seconds away from the third period beginning. The Chip Kenyon 85 Arena will set things up for you as we get ready to start the final regulation stanza of this game. Eric Jeremiah for the Panthers in the box for roughing, or boarding rather, at 1953 of the third period, of the second period. And so, Tufts on the power play. They're 0 for 3 so far, while Middlebury's 1 for 4. Tyler Scroggins taking the face-off against Owen Powers. It's won by Scroggins, and the jumbo's on the power play now, taken by Stahl, who sends it across to his partner, Gordon, or Yuyeo, excuse me. They've changed partners. And Yuyeo with the puck for Tufts. And a shot from the left side from Charlie Bork is gloved by Klein, and he will hold on. Yuyeo with a nice pass up to Charlie Bork, the 6-foot, 200-pound freshman from the Middlesex Islanders, getting a lot of ice time tonight on the top line. Scroggins taking the faceoff for Tufts, although he's chased out of the faceoff circle. Boric now taking the faceoff against Owen Powers. Boric wins a faceoff, but it comes back out, bounces out. That neutral ice. Scroggins has it. It's picked up by Cozzolito, who sends it down. 1:20 left to go in the penalty to Eric Jeremiah. And here come the Jumbos. A lengthy pass up the ice from Haney to Boric. However, that one is picked up by Dawson and sent the length of the ice as Tufts has to regroup behind their goaltender, Nick Nugnes, who's made 25 saves so far this afternoon. Here comes Ryan along the left side into the left corner. Jusanti with the puck sends it over to Dawson. Dawson does a nice job getting it out of the zone. Mason Babich for Tufts in the skating in the left circle. Puck at the point. Corey Gottfried in behind Klein, looking for someone to pass to. Gottfried sends it in back, where Eddie Hannon picks up the puck. It's in the right corner right now, sends it to the point where Gottfried's got it. The puck still in the right corner, and a shot from between the circles. That one is picked off by the Middlebury defense, and Klein will cover that and hold on. And the penalty is over. So 18:05 left to play, third period. 1-1 Middlebury and Tufts. 26 shots for the Panthers, 22 for the Jumbos. This faceoff will come to the left of goaltender Klein. Owen Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury. Against Gordon. For the Jumbos, won by Powers. It comes back behind the Middlebury net in the left corner. Being held along the boards. It scoots out. It's picked off by Cozzolito over to Jeremiah. Sends a long pass to Charlie Lawrence. Gordon back for the Jumbos into the right, into the left corner. It's picked off by Lawrence. A turnover. Owen Powers with the puck now. Powers to Jeremiah. Shot from the right point. Allen looking for the tip, but Nugnes with the big glove picking that off. Stopping play. 17:32 left to play third period. 1-1.
Allen was there in perfect position had he got more on it.
Hayden Smith taking the faceoff against Vinny Jusanti. Won by Jusanti. Back to Danner. Danner to Dineen at the point. Jordan Haney with the puck for the Jumbos in the right corner as they break out. Hadley for the Jumbo sends a shot from the left circle that Klein got with the left pad, and it comes out of the zone. Brett Dineen picks it up at the top of the blue line in his defensive zone as the Panthers look to get the play set up. It's sent down the length of the ice, and that is icing. The puck is picked up by Corey Gottfried, who nice enough to toss it to the referee.
And we're brought to you by Monument Farms of Weybridge for local fresh milk from their farm to your local store.
Looks like Vinny Jusanti taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Tyler Scroggins for Tufts. Won by Scroggins into the right corner. Scroggins behind Klein looking to get it in front. He's got Charlie Boric with him, but it's broken up by Brett Dineen. A nice defensive play. Sends it over to Kamil Tkachuk. Over to Danner. Danner's shot walled off by Dan Kelly. Kelly along the boards to Brian Brown. Brown at center ice. Over to Scroggins. Scroggins to Brown, a drive! And a big save by Klein as the puck comes into the corner. Joey Pacini had picked up the puck, but there's a whistle as goaltender Stephen Klein no longer has his helmet on. And in college hockey, that's a problem.
And he took the net off its moorings voluntarily to showcase that he didn't have his helmet on and stop the play.
So 16:32 left to play, third period, 1-1 Middlebury and Tufts from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. This faceoff is going to come to Klein's left. Babich taking the faceoff for the Jumbos. Looks like it's going to be Danny Tai. I believe it's going to be Danny Tai taking the face off of the Panthers. And here we go. One by Tai, but it's picked off by one of the Jumbos. That's Eddie Hannon with the puck in the left corner. Hannon's still along the boards. The Jumbo's doing a good job keeping it in, but it's picked off by Dawson. Showing off some of that skating ability. He skates up the left side. He sends it over to Pacini. Into the Jumbo zone, picked up by McClellan in the left corner. McClellan being held there by Stalin Gordon. The puck scoots out. It's picked up by Babbage, who comes into the right corner. Avoids a big hit by Pacini. Pacini steals the puck and gets a shot off over to Danny Tai, who's got the puck. Looking to Mitch Allen. He loses it. And here comes Ryan. For the Jumbo, sending it into the Middlebury defensive zone where Dawson picks it up. It's stolen from him, though, by DeLaBrewer, who then has his pocket picked by Dawson, who sends it over to Bellucci. Puck deflected out by Tyler Scroggins in the Middlebury zone, and so that faceoff should come, and it does, to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. 15:24 left to play, third period. 1-1 Middlebury and Tufts. Scroggins taking the face-off for the Jumbos against Powers, for Middlebury. And it comes back to the point. Jordan Haney lets a shot go that comes all the way around and scoots out. And Corey Gottfried trying to send it up. It's broken up by Powers, who has a puck with Trevor Turnbull. A shot that Nugnes has to hold on to. Not sure if he saw that he had a teammate right there. Owen Powers was standing right to the right of Nugnes. If he could get it over, he would have had an open net. That being said, Nugnes holds on the faceoff to his left. Jasanti taking the faceoff against Smith. It comes out of the zone into neutral ice. Dumped back in by Jimmy McKee. Kachuk along the boards with Dan Kelly. Kachuk sends it back behind Nugnes as the Jumbos come to center ice. Into Hayden Smith, who sends a shot that goes wide around the boards. Andrew Hadley looking for a teammate, but it comes out as Dan Kelly sends it back in, and both teams change. The puck right now deep in the Middlebury zone in the left corner. And we have a hand pass. The reason for that whistle. So 14:16 left to play, third period. 1-1 Middlebury and Tufts. 27 shots for the Panthers, 24 for the Jumbos. This faceoff right outside the Middlebury defensive zone. It's going to be Babbage for the Jumbos against Tai. For the Panthers, one by Tai. Comes back into his defensive zone, though. Over to Joey Pacini. Sends a pass looking for Mark McClellan. That comes back in, and that's an icing.
McClellan almost able to get to the puck there.
Yeah, McClellan skating very hard, just a little too far out of his reach. Cooper Stahl touching up for the Jumbos as it comes back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Danny Tai taking the faceoff again against Babbage to the left of Klein. One by Babbage, a shot right back to Hannon that Klein holds on to. Babbage won the faceoff, sent it right back to Eddie Hannon, the 6'2", 190-pound freshman who got a pretty good wrist shot off, but Klein was one better, holding it for a faceoff. Middlebury changing here with the whistle. Babbage again taking the faceoff, this time against Powers, who wins the faceoff. It comes back behind Klein, over to Bellucci. Bellucci to Allen. Allen off the boards looking for Charlie Lawrence. Broken up by Tufts, who sends it in. Brendan Ryan dumping it in. Babbage harassing Dawson in the corner. It's Ryan, Babbage, and Hannon for the Jumbos in the Middlebury defensive zone. And the Jumbos putting some pressure on Middlebury, having a tough time getting it out. Although it does scoot out, And it's all the way back for Jordan Haney to pick it up as he skates over the left circle and sends a long pass that is deflected by Brian Brown and picked up by Eric Jeremiah up to Owen Powers off a skate. Dumped into the Middlebury defensive zone by Corey Gottfried as it bounces back into the tough zone and they send it out. Corey Gottfried sending it over to Brian Brown. At the point, it is Corey Gottfried with a shot, and that one does not get through. It's blocked by the Middlebury defense. It's now along the right boards. Brian Brown along the boards for Tufts. It comes out to the point. A wrist shot from Charlie Borick is blocked. Still along the left boards. Borick does a nice job keeping it in. It goes off of Powers as Tufts changes with the puck deep in the Middlebury zone. And a giveaway in front of Klein. Oh my goodness, what a stop by Klein. A turnover right in front of him. And it was Clay Berger with a shot that Klein did a complete split to stop. And that last shift for the Panthers, pretty adventurous with a turnover right in front of Klein.
But he's really just not fazed. He's incredible.
Yeah, he's played a pretty strong game. This face-off to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein. It's going to be Vinny Gisanti taking the face-off against Clay Berger. And it's won by Gisanti as it comes back, and it's picked up by Brett Dineen over to Tkachuk. Pass that is picked off by one of the Jumbos. And some extracurricular activities now.
And the Jumbos looked to touch that puck when Klein already had it tucked away.
Yeah, they stuck a stick in there, and that's something that generally is not usually very well received. That was Clay Berger that tried to do that. That definitely drew the ire of some of the Middlebury players, and rightly so. All right, it's going to be Eddie Hannon taking the faceoff against Gisanti. Won by Gisanti back to Dineen, who sends it around to Tkachuk. Along the boards, Tkachuk looking to get it out. It's picked up by Jimmy McKee, who sends it over to Gisanti. If they heard, they got a 3-on-2. Gisanti going outside, stopped by Nugnes. Gisanti with it again to the point to Dawson at the left side. A wrist shot deflected by Danner, and it comes to the point, and Dawson cannot hold it in. Dawson retreats to his blue line over to Dineen, his partner, and a long pass. Dineen was trying to hit McKee, and that is an icing. And the faceoff will come all the way back down into the Middlebury defensive zone, this time to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. 11:31 left to play third period. 1-1 Middlebury and Tufts. 28 shots on goal for Middlebury, 27 for the Jumbos. The faceoff between Danny Tye and Hayden Smith. Won by Tye. It comes into the corner. Tkachuk is able to bounce it out. Danner with the puck for Middlebury. He's got Tye with him. A shot that's deflected off a stick, and it goes into the corner.
Way too much power on the shot by Danner. Had a little bit more time. Could have taken another second and wristed it. Instead, tried for the high slap shot and went off the back netting.
Went off the back netting, went off a stick into the netting. And Danny Tye now talking to the referee. He felt he was held on that play, and I tend to agree with him. Tye taking the faceoff now against Scroggins. Won by Tye into the corner. McClellan in the corner is being held up along the boards by Dan Kelly. The senior defenseman from Belmont Hill has played a strong game. And as they try to get it to the point, it's sent back out all the way down. Dawson's got to get it for the Panthers. The top line for the Jumbos of Borick, Scroggins, and Brown in the Middlebury defensive zone. Brown with a shot that he sends on net. Just skims by Klein's crease. Borick takes the puck for the Jumbos in the corner. Borick over to Scroggins. Back to Borick. Tye trying to clear it over to McClellan. Skating in front of the Jumbos bench. Gordon for the Jumbos trying to get it cleared out. Gordon almost gave it right to McClellan. Over to Ugio. And Tufts having a tough time getting anything set up here. Trevor Turnbull getting the puck to Mitch Allen. Allen looking for Owen Powers. They get it back, but it comes out. Sawden with the puck for the Jumbos. And it's dumped in by Brian Brown. As the Jumbos will change here with the whistle, they're offsides. 10:02 left to play, third period. 1-1 Middlebury and Tufts from the Chip Canyon 85 Arena. Powers taking the faceoff against Clay Berger. Just outside the Middlebury defensive zone, won by Berger. Back to Haney, who sends it in. Berger rushing the puck in on Klein, but forced to the outside by the Middlebury defense. Back to the point. A shot from the point by Dan Kelly in front of Klein. Sawden with the puck in the left corner. Great play by Frank Cozzolito to take the puck and begin it out. It's over to Owen Powers. He's got Allen with him. He shoots, and a big stop by Nugnes. Powers was looking to go upper left corner, and it was the big glove from the Jumbos goaltender that stopped that from happening. A big save there. And as they break out the other way, a shot sent on goal by Mason Babbage will be held onto by Klein, and we'll get a stoppage. 9:21 left to go, third period. Middlebury and Tufts tied at one.
And that was a good save, too. It took a couple of tricky bounces on Klein, but he was able to freeze it.
Jasanti kicked out of the faceoff circle by the official. It's Babbage taking the faceoff against Michael Fahey. Back to Bellucci over along the boards to Tkachuk. It's held back in by Brendan Ryan. Ryan sending a shot to the point. One that was tipped by Eddie Hannon, and Klein will hold on to that.
And remember, Middlebury tied yesterday. Only 9 minutes to go in the game. We'll see if we're headed towards a similar fate.
Jasanti taking the faceoff against Babbage to the right of Klein. They've got Stahl and Gordon at the points for the Jumbos. One by Jasanti. Back to Dawson, over to Tkachuk, who clears it out. It's in neutral ice now as David Bellucci drives it into the Jumbo zone where Michelle Gordon is back in the right corner trying to get it out. Comes back to Bellucci. A wrist shot. Oh, and it hit the post. Bellucci with a wrist shot just above the circles that hit the right post. Had Nugnes beat. And Dawson with the puck now for Middlebury across to Tkachuk. Back to Bellucci. Over to Jasanti at the left point. Picked up by the Jumbos, and here they come. Eddie Hannon breaking it into the Middlebury zone. A backhand that goes wide. He's got Babbage and Ryan with him. Babbage along the boards. Picked up by Jasanti. If they hurry, they've got a 3-on-2. Now, the Tufts defender, Kelly, back. And a shot on Nugnes that he holds on to. 8:03 left to play, third period. 1-1 Middlebury and Tufts. 30 shots for the Panthers, 29 for the Jumbos. Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Hayden Smith. One by Smith. Back to Andrew Hadley, who dumps it into the Middlebury defensive zone. Brett Dineen back quickly to get it. Craig Uyino picking it up. Can't keep it in the zone, though, and it comes back as the Jumbos have to retreat, looking to get a play set up. It's Kelly and Uyino. As it comes into the Middlebury zone, Hayden Smith with the puck, along with Brian Brown. The Jumbos doing a nice job keeping it in the Middlebury zone. Eric Jeremiah trying to get it out, and he is successful, although it comes back in. And he sends it out over to Mark McClellan, who's now 1-on-5. Over to Owen Powers along the left boards. Back to Bellucci. Over to Powers in the left corner. And Tufts is able to start working it out. Charlie Borick into the Middlebury zone. Borick with a shot on Klein that he sends into the corner. Picked up by Powers. Knocked back in. Tyler Scroggins behind Klein. Scroggins tries to center it. Nobody home. And here comes Mitch Allen. He's got Charlie Lawrence with him. Two on three. Allen in the left corner. Tries to center it, but no one home. Powers with the puck for Middlebury. Over to Allen behind Nugnes. Nugnes to Charlie Lawrence in a drive that's blocked by a diving Jumbo's defender stick. And into the netting. 6:17 left to play third period. 1-1 Middlebury and Tufts. 30 shots on goal for the Panthers, 31 for the Jumbos. And Jason, at this point you get a sense that it's going to be a mistake or a quirky bounce that decides this one.
And Middlebury has a little bit of the momentum. We'll see if they can continue with it here.
And Dawson sends it over to Dineen, who has a shot from the left point in the defensive zone for the Jumbos. It comes out now into the Middlebury zone. It is Ross De La Brewer, the goal scorer this afternoon for the Jumbos, with the puck in the Middlebury zone. It's back behind Klein's net. Dineen has it now on the left side. He's looking for Tkachuk. Over to Uyino. Uyino sends it in, but it comes back out. And it's over to Dawson as the Jumbos partially change. And it comes over right in front of the Middlebury bench for Danner. It's touched into the Middlebury defensive zone by Brendan Ryan. It's along the right boards now. Jimmy McKee along the boards with Eddie Hannon being held over there by McKee, and now Jeremiah. A whole bunch of players coming together. It squirts out over to Brendan Dawson, who sends a pass back to Jeremiah behind Klein as we hit the 5:05 mark of the third period. Jordan Haney tries to get it out, and he is finally able to do so. Blake McIntyre sending it into the Middlebury zone. Jeremiah retreats to pick it up, going behind Klein over to Dawson, who makes a nice diving play to get it out. Hayden Smith tries to send it back in, and as he does that, it puts them off sides. So under 5 minutes here, 4:46 left to play third period. Middlebury Tufts tied at one. From the Chip Canyon 85 Arena, 30 shots on goal for Middlebury, 31 for the Jumbos. The goal scorers tonight, Ross De La Brewer for the Jumbos, and Vinny Gisante for the Panthers. Face off just outside the Middlebury zone. It's Powers and McIntyre, won by Powers. Puck now over to Mitch Allen at the red line. He dumps in. He's got Owen Powers right along the left side. And the Jumbos just clear it out. 4:21 left to play third period. Brought in by Cozzolito, who sends a shot to the right of Nugnes. Turnbull now behind the net. McIntyre for the Jumbos trying to send it in, but it's picked off by Jeremiah. And if the Panthers hurry, they have an odd man rush here. It's Gisante over to Allen, who sends a backhand that goes wide. Gisante and Allen here, 2-on-4. Now the other Panthers get in there. Tkachuk and Dawson. A shot from just above the right circle by Belushi was an absolute laser. Blocked by one of the Jumbos. I believe that was Charlie Bork who got that with a skate. Tyler Scroggins now deep into the Middlebury zone. It's in the corner. Belushi is there with Tkachuk. It comes out a wrist shot. That one goes wide. And Jordan Haney with a shot. It's loose in front. A whole bunch of players coming together. Here comes Michael Fahey. Right circle, a shot. That one goes wide. And it's an end-to-end excitement as we hit the latter stages of the third period. Brett Dineen with the puck for Middlebury. Sends it out over to Michael Fahey at center ice. He dumps it in as the Panthers elect to change here. And a long pass over to Clay Berger, who dumps it in. Brett Dineen behind Klein, slightly to his left. It's picked out by the Jumbos. A shot over to Sauden. Gets a pretty good shot in that Klein is able to take in the chest, and the Panthers defense is able to clear out. Berger now with the puck for Tufts. Uyio with the puck for Tufts, sending it into the Middlebury zone. It's over to Ryan. Ryan in the right corner, looking for someone to pass to. It's behind Klein's net. It's centered in front by Hannon. A whole bunch of players coming together here. McClellan with the puck for Middlebury along the boards over to Jimmy McKee, who sends it out. Uyio back for Tufts as we hit 1:59 left to play in the third period. Along the boards, Brendan Ryan with the puck for the Jumbos, who are changing. Cozzolito over to Bellucci. And here comes Mitch Allen into the tough zone. Picked off by Boric. Held on to by Charlie Lawrence. And if they hurry, they've got a 3-on-2 here. Tyler Scroggins dumping it into the Middlebury zone over to Boric in the left corner. Ryan Brown with a shot. That one goes wide. It's deflected off of a man. Back to the point. A wrist shot from just above the right circle. Haney for the Jumbos, dumping it in, keeping it there. And Scroggins back to Haney, who dumps it in. Minute 12 left in the third period. Charlie Boric with the puck now. A shot from just above the left circle by De La Brewer. 1 minute left to play in regulation, and the Jumbos are swarming here a little bit. Michelle Gordon from the top of the circle, a drive that Klein got a piece of and went just wide. Corey Gottfried now with the puck picked off by the Middlebury defense. Frank Cozzolito out to Allen. He's got Charlie Lawrence with him. Now Brendan Dawson. Tufts is not able to get it out. Gila Brewer across to Gottfried, who sends it off the boards and down. Icing waved off. Dineen with the puck for the Panthers. Long pass to Chuck and McClellan. A 2-on-1 and just a little too far for McClellan. And a centering pass in front by Tkachuk. Nobody home. Brendan Ryan with the puck for the Jumbos as they get it out over to Clay Berger. Berger looking for Brendan Ryan over to Vinny Gisanti. And that'll do it for regulation.
How about that? We haven't seen overtime all year, twice in 2 days.
Yeah, so they'll take a 2-minute break now and then a 5-minute sudden death overtime period. No goals scored in that period, but pretty exciting, Jason.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Pretty exciting. And I just can't get over the fact that we've seen overtime twice in 2 days. But if you're Middlebury, don't change much of what you've been doing. You get the feeling that still a goal could be scored on a mistake, but both goaltenders playing spectacular besides their respective one blemishes each.
Yeah, and again, shots on goal at the end of regulation, I should say, 30 for Middlebury, so that is 4 in that period. And for the Jumbos, who really brought it on the second half of the third period, they had 14 in that period. So Tufts outshooting Middlebury 14-4 in that period. Outshooting Middlebury 35-30 for the game. But again, the goal scorers in this game in the second period, Ross De La Brewer scoring. Assistant number 4, Dan Kelly. That goal coming at 9:31 of the second period. But again, the Middlebury goal, just like yesterday, coming from behind. This time, Vinny Gisanti, the goal scorer, the assist to number 38, Kamil Tkachuk, and number 2, Brendan Dawson. That coming at 17:15 of the second period. And as we get ready to start the overtime period, much like yesterday, Middlebury just has to play with the intensity that we know they can bring, and boy, a win here would be a pretty successful weekend.
And if you're Middlebury, it honestly takes some chances that might put you in a compromising position if you miss them, because the tie is really going to do you no good, in my opinion.
So again, 1-1 at the end of regulation, and the teams will not change sides here. Middlebury going to skate right to left, the Jumbos left to right. And it's going to be Owen Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Tyler Scroggins for the Jumbos. Again in this game, Tufts 0-for-3 on the power play. Middlebury 1-for-4, Gisanti's goal coming on a 5-minute major assist to De La Brewer in the second period. So here we go, overtime. From the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, the faceoff won by Scroggins, although picked up by Cozzolito. And Middlebury with the puck in the tough zone. Jeremiah between the circles, a shot! Oh, and it just goes wide. Nugnes got enough of that to keep it out of the net. Middlebury quickly in there. And if the Jumbos hurry, they've got a two-on-one. It's Brian Brown and Charlie Boric. Teaming up.
Klein reached around the right post and grabbed onto the puck.
So again, big save by Stephen Klein. The Jumbos breaking out of the zone quickly. A two-on-one, and Klein saved the day again. We've got Chisanti taking the faceoff for Middlebury against De La Brewer. The faceoff behind the Middlebury net. It's Clay Berger in the corner with De La Brewer. He's got the puck. Great play by Chisanti to harass him to get it out. Brendan Dawson and Bellucci. And De La Brewer with a big hit on Bellucci. The puck's still in the Middlebury zone. And Corey Gottfried sending it up to Eddie Hannon. Chisanti picks it up, though, as it comes near the Middlebury cage. Bellucci with the puck now for Middlebury. Over to Kamil Tkachuk on the left side. It's picked off by Babich, and here come the Jumbos. It's Brendan Ryan. He is walled off by the wall that is Bellucci. A shot from the right circle. It is chested by Klein, who holds on to that. David Bellucci with a strong defensive play there, stopping any of the Jumbos forwards from getting anywhere near goaltender Stephen Klein. A big play there. 3:42 left in overtime. Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff against Eddie Hannon. Hannon with a quick shot, and it's blocked by Jeremiah. And here come the Panthers. Danny Tai dumping it into the Middlebury defensive zone. Gordon along the boards. Tai back to McClellan. Tai behind the net. Over to Dineen at the left point of shot. Oh, it's deflected in front! And McClellan just, he did not get enough of that to put it in the net. Boy, that was close. All right, and here come the Jumbos, dumped in by Brendan Ryan as the Jumbos are changing here. Jeremiah with a long pass broken up by Ugino, who skies that one. Now Jimmy McKee with it. McKee with a shot. It's up in the air. And it comes down. It's now in the right corner. Powers with the puck for Middlebury to the point. Trevor Turnbull back to the point. Owen Powers. And a shot by Allen. It's up in the air, and it comes down. Turnbull again. Middlebury swarming here in overtime. Turnbull can't hold it in, so the Panthers have to come out. A lot of action on that shift for Middlebury as they are bringing the pressure in the overtime period. The puck along the left boards. Tyler Scroggins trying to get it out, and he eventually does. Brown with the puck for Tufts. Sends it over to Boric. It's now behind Klein's net, and a turnover. Brown looking for someone to pass to. He gets over to Boric. A wrist shot into Klein's midsection, and he will hold on. A minute 59 left in overtime. Middlebury and the Tufts University Jumbos tied at 1. From the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, exciting Saturday afternoon hockey action here on 92.1 WVTK. Clay Berger taking the faceoff against Vinny Chisanti, won by Berger. It's over to Sauden. Sauden in the corner, back to Berger. He's got two open point men. Sends it behind the net. Sauden with the puck now. He's got Berger with him, back to Berger. Berger behind the net, being held off by Dawson, doing a nice job. Berger to the front of the net. Big stop by Klein. It comes around the boards to the left point. A shot by Haney in front. Blocked by Dineen. And it comes to neutral ice, where it's picked up by Michael Fahey. Skied out of the Jumbos defensive zone by Jordan Haney. Minute 23 left to go in the overtime period.
And if Fahey had taken that puck cleanly, he had some ice in front of him.
So this faceoff is going to come deep into the Jumbo's defensive zone. It'll come to the left of goaltender Nick Nugnes. who's made 29 saves this afternoon, and I think we're going to have a timeout here. We'll have a timeout taken by one of the teams here, but we're getting down towards the closing stages of this one. Some exciting hockey action, NESCAC hockey action, and for the Panthers, doesn't really get any easier after this. Next week, we will be on the road February 2nd and 3rd. We've got a game at Wesley, and that game at 7 o'clock, the pregame show at 6:30. And then on the 27th, a game at Tufts. Excuse me, at Trinity. That game at 4 o'clock. So we've got Wesley and Trinity coming up. So two tough games, two teams that are also in front of the Panthers. And I'm sure it would make that trip a little more enjoyable if they started it with a win here.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's why I say take some chances in the last minute here.
Well, again, you definitely want to get that point. So I'm not sure that I would take chances here. What I would do is I think I would pressure them a little bit. I'm not really sure.
Is it not taking a chance?
Depends. Depends where the faceoff is. Both goaltenders have played very strong today. And again, 37 shots for Tufts, who really brought it for most of the third period. 30 for Middlebury. You've got Babich taking the faceoff against Owen Powers. Back to the point to Jeremiah, who sends it in. It is deflected in front. And here come the Jumbos. Into Brendan Ryan's midsection. Ryan, he's got the puck. He shoots. And a backhand. Oh, what a stop by Klein. Eddie Hannon behind the net. Over to Babich. Babich with the puck in the corner. Over to Ryan now. Back behind the net. Over to Hannon. Hannon behind Klein. Tried to get it out, and it finally does. It bounces out. And Yuyio being pressured by Jasanti. Jeremiah over to Bellucci to Allen. And Jasanti dumps it in as the Panthers change. And Dan Kelly in the corner with the puck. 21 seconds left. Really time for one last rush if they're able to get anything going here. Cozzolito with the puck for Middlebury into the jumbo zone off the boards. 10 seconds left in the overtime period. And it comes out of the zone. Mitch Allen with the puck for Middlebury right in front of his net. Over to Tkachuk. 2 seconds left. A drive. And that's going to do it. It's tied. The final score, 1-1. Middlebury and Tufts. An exciting game. We'll be back to talk about it right after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snowblower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalk?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here!
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel!
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. True Value, start right, start here.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Hi, this is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bivets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Another exciting game just completed. The Middlebury College Panthers and the Tufts University Jumbo skating to a 1-1 tie. And just like last night, Jason, Middlebury fell behind and came back and managed a way to get a point out of this one.
And as you would say, nothing solved in terms of the score, but a good weekend for Middlebury. It's important, and it kind of sounds counterintuitive to say, but they didn't lose. I mean, that's something to be said. We talked about it yesterday, them being happy that they skated to a tie because it really felt like they won the game. I'd say the same thing is true here today.
Well, they gave up three goals all weekend, and they scored three goals. So I think it's a good thing for the Panthers. I think they played well defensively. And again, they were behind in both games. Last night, Kamil Tkachuk was the hero. Tonight, it was Vinny Gisanti with a big power play goal. And we're going to come back and talk about that in a minute. We're going to take a break right here. The final score from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, it's a tie between Middlebury College Panthers and the Tufts University Jumbos. We'll be back to talk about it more after this on the postgame show. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
At Denniker Chevrolet, they're kicking off the year with ultra-low lease deals you won't believe. Just $199 a month for 36 months for the 2018 Malibu LT. $169 a month for 24 months for a 2018 Cruise. $199 for 24 months on the all-new Equinox. $269 for 36 months on the 2018 Double Cab Silverado. Denniker Chevrolet is the largest volume GM-certified dealer, not just in Vermont, but in the entire North Country. And they were the largest selling Chevrolet dealer in Vermont for December 2017. You want to do business with a dealership that gives you the best deals and the best service. The business that stands out. That's Denniker Chevrolet. Don't forget guaranteed credit approval and free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. Visit Denniker Chevrolet at their state-of-the-art dealership on Route 7 South in Middlebury or at DennikerChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Denniker Chevrolet.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
Walk away from those higher interest credit card rates with Vermont Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum Credit Card. At Vermont Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get a low-rate credit card. Whether you're looking to transfer your high-balance credit card, build credit, or find a credit card that matches your purchasing needs and lifestyle, Vermont Federal Credit Union has a card for you. Plus, all of their credit cards have no annual fee and no balance transfer fee. If it's your first card, they'll work with you to help you build credit. Looking for reward options? Vermont Federal's Visa Platinum Reward Credit Card allows you to earn points for every dollar you spend to redeem for account credit, merchandise, travel, event tickets, and more. Or choose to donate your Visa Platinum Reward points to select local and national charities. You'll feel good about whatever decision you make. So step into the ultimate credit card for your lifestyle with some of the lowest rates around. Visit VermontFederal.org to get started and apply online today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. A very exciting game this afternoon where the Middlebury College Panthers and the Tufts University Jumbos have skated to a 1-1 tie. Jason, a pretty exciting game today and pretty good weekend for the Panthers.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Two ties. It comes to the numerator because it's calculated by win percentage, the standings, that is. They get a win, essentially. And two important games. The important part was defensively, they only allowed three goals all weekend. Time now for our three stars of the game. Our third star has to be Stephen Klein with plenty of saves there. And our second star has to be Nick Nugis. He was able to stop plenty of pucks as well. Both of the goaltenders able to stop plenty of pucks and really dictate the pace of the game. Our top star has to be Vinny Gisani with that come-from-behind goal for the Panthers that knotted the game at one where it would stay.
Yeah, again, Stephen Klein with a good game tonight. 40 shots by Tufts, 39 saves. Middlebury bringing 33 shots, and Nugnes had 32 saves for the Jumbos. Vinny Gisanti, of course, with that big power play goal. Coming at 17:15 of the second period, tying the game at one. Camille Tkachuk and Brendan Dawson getting the assists on Gisanti's third goal of the year. And again, just like yesterday when Camille Tkachuk was the hero, today Vinny Gisanti stepping up, getting his third goal of the season and giving the Panthers a point in this one.
He skated very fast, very hard, very consistently tonight. A good job done by him and a good job done by the team in general. Plenty of momentum to build off of when they have a tough weekend coming up.
Yeah, they absolutely will. And we'll talk about that. We're going to take a break right here as the post-game show continues. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler with you. We're the Middlebury College Panthers and the Tufts University Jumbos have skated to a 1-1 tie. Pretty successful weekend for the Panthers as they tied Conn College 2-2 yesterday. A 1-1 tie today with the Jumbos. Unfortunately, and I'm assuming that this is updated correctly, I am on the NESCAC website right now. Unfortunately, the Panthers are still in 10th place and the Jumbos are in 9th place. Now, that is pending the rest of the games tonight and this weekend. Some other games in the NESCAC today. Conn College beating Williams 3-2. And tonight, Amherst playing Wesleyan at 7 o'clock and Hamilton taking on Trinity at 7:30. Tomorrow, two games that are in the conference, Amherst at Trinity at 4 o'clock, Hamilton taking on Wesleyan at 3 o'clock, and Colby with a non-conference game against Fitchburg. But again, the NESCAC standings tightening up a little bit. We have to wait till all the games are played to find out who exactly is where. But again, pretty good weekend for the Panthers.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The important thing, defensively, they allowed just 3 goals, and their defense has gotten stronger as the season has gone along. We always have the question coming into the weekend, Bruce, what type of team are we going to see? We saw a pretty consistent Panthers team, but they need to continue to score more goals.
Well, again, they got a point this weekend, 2 ties. I'm sure that they will take that. Again, next weekend we'll be back on February 2nd and February 3rd. Wesleyan on the 2nd at 7 o'clock, pregame show at 6:30. And then on February 3rd, which is Saturday, there is a game against Trinity at 4 o'clock, the pregame show at 3:30. But that is going to do it for us. I want to thank our engineer, Jimmy Ty, for the outstanding award-winning job that he does, as always, keeping us under control, I guess you could say. But for my broadcast partner, Jason Wexler, I'm Bruce Zeman. The final score from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, Middlebury and Tufts skating to a 1-1 tie. You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. We will see you next Friday at 6:30. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Vermont Field Sports, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Monument Farms of Weybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Denneker Chevrolet, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts, Lethrop Forest Products, Mini of Burlington, Brian's Farm Supply, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, the Vermont Federal Credit Union, and Fire and Ice Restaurant. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.